Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go again, Israel. A lot of Israelites is going back into the world, you know. I can't figure it out. I mean, where you gonna go? Where you gonna go after you heard this truth?
Too much.
talk the truth back and forth too much.
right, family. Shabbat shalom, shabbat shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, your host, as well as your teacher, Georgia Johnson. Family, get ready, because we're going to have a terrific show today. Today's date is the 6th of July, 2012. We're going to be going into some information, family, that I'm going to try to reword this stuff more interesting so that the words that we're speaking of are the words that everybody should be speaking about. I just happened to phrase the title of our show, The Bible. Whose history book is it? Now, when we go through the scriptures, it's very important that we classify who is this book which the Gentiles call the Bible. Who is it for? Who does our Father Yahuwah state? It is recorded, it is written who this book is for. You know, we're going to go through some information that for some reason it seems to escape the world. And it's time for that nonsense to stop. It's time for those who sit as, I guess you can call it, sideliners, who definitely come to our show but are in a religious system and then want to call us a cult. It's time for you to wake up. It's time for you to take a look at the scriptures. And even if you're one of the lost sheep, it's time for you to wake up and repent and come back humbly to our Father, Yahuwah. This show, family, is going to be one of those shows where I'm going to be giving a lot of scripture out. Every time we open up the truth of our Father's Word and two to three or more of us are together, and you was right there in the midst of his family, we're praising our Father. We're telling his truth, his word. We're dispelling the lies that this wicked system, this wicked evil system that is under the headship of the God of this world, has consistently been twisting and perverting. We're going to really clear up those lies by bringing the truth of Yahuwah's word forward to the people, even to those who don't want to hear the truth. Okay? If we give scripture, and it is not your teacher, Georgia Johnson, speaking, it's our Father, Yahuwah. So if anybody has a problem with anything, you better, I don't know. it's the Father's word, so you got to deal with it, okay? That's the best way to say deal with it. Now, family, I have a lot of scripture to read. I don't have myself a reader as of yet, so if anyone out there would like to read for me, just go ahead and hit 646-595-4111. Okay, then push the number one button. I'll see your hand up, and I know that I have myself a reader because I do have quite a bit of scripture to go through tonight. But, you know, hey, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. If you guys are shy, just bear with me. You know, bear with me. I'll do my best. As you can hear, I've had sinus, family. And for some reason, I guess it's dripping or whatever because my voice is starting to go. But, hey, nonetheless, we're going to get through this, okay? We are going to get through this. And I want to be able to give you scripture to where if you are on YouTube or if you're on Facebook or if you're in your community or wherever you may be, you have the verses that are needed to dispel all the wicked lies. You can't get around these verses. So a lot of them we've gone over on our site. You know, I wish a lot of more sites would do the same. Go over these verses, teach our people how to use the truth of the Father's word so that when we are combated with anyone into Christianity or into any other man-made religion, we know exactly how to tackle it, okay? Because remember, the sword, the truth of the word, that is our weapon right now. It's not arguing. It's not fighting. It's not trying to see who can be the loudest and who could be loved by more people because they're so knowledge. Hey, they read a couple lines of the Bible. It's none of that mess. We're going to get to the truth of our Father's word. We can only do that by seeking his word out and the truth within his scripture, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, leaving everything in context, okay, of what the Father's speaking of. So, once again, I welcome everyone to our show. Welcome, welcome, family, and those of you guests who are callers, I welcome you to the show as well. I believe that we're going to have a very interesting show set out for tonight. This is our Shabbat show, and I really enjoy these shows. To be honest with you, we were going to have one for tonight because we did do the show for the 4th of July. And I'm trying to limit myself to one show, but you know me, I couldn't resist getting together with our family members tonight. So we will be having a quick lesson. We're going to be talking about whose history book is it? Now, for those of you who have attended our shows, you know whose history book we call it. And I guess you could say we term that phrase for our website because we are proclaiming whose book this is. And from the get-go, I'm going to announce it. But throughout the show, I'm going to give easy verses that will dispel a lot of the lies that this book, which the Gentiles call the Bible, is anybody else's book but ours. So with that said, family, and I do welcome everyone to the show, I'm going to check and see if I have any callers who would like to. Yes, I do. Oh, I know who this is. Shalom. Area code 909.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Yes, yes. How you doing, sister? Shabbat shalom.
Wonderful. Shabbat shalom, family.
And they're here. They're here. We are looking good here on the call-in line as well as the chat room. Hey, sister, you know I'm happy. You know, because I did have a lot of scriptures to read. I said, oh, golly, my voice is going to be totally gone by the end of the show. But, Sister Jennifer, how is your Shabbat going?
I'm doing well. I've been meditating and praying and studying and laughing. And, you know, my precious brother Dion and I had our nice talk today about the word of the Most High. And, you know, so it's good. It's all good. And I'm ready to help you out in whatever you need me to do.
Oh, well, sister, you know I'm always really appreciative and, you know, very blessed when you come on the show to read for us, and I'm sure the family feels basically the same way. I mean, I think I'm a little bit more enthused for the fact that it really does help for a better show and it saves my voice. So I thank the Father for you, sister, for coming to read out for me, especially today. Hey, family, we're getting ready to get started. Now, I got a couple little statements I want to throw in before we get right to those scriptures. But, sister, I can tell you now, the first scripture we're going to be reading out of is the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verse 38. If you can go ahead and find that one for me, I'm going to do a little bit of talk, and then we're going to go ahead and get that read.
Okay.
All right, family. Now, like I said, I titled the show, The Bible, Whose History Book Is It? Because, you see, many people don't know whose history book this is. But whose history book is written? Now, I'm speaking like if you don't know nothing, because there's a lot of people out there who exactly don't know anything. Now, don't get mad when I say that, but you know it's the truth. You sit there worshiping a deity instead of Yahuwah. You sit there worshiping a cross when that had nothing to do with our people. You probably have sat there and all, not sat there, probably participated in all the wicked holidays thus far. So we're going to go through some information to help you, okay? This is going to really help you out if you care to listen and if you care to take instruction from our Father's Word. Now, whose history is written within a book called by the Gentiles? So see, people don't know who the real Gentiles are. Called by the Gentiles, the Bible. Whose history is written within a book that the world, the Gentiles, call the Bible? Whose history? Just as we know that today everyone calls this book the Bible, it was given this name after the Gentiles took the Hebrews' sacred manuscripts during captivities. Now, Yahuwah, the creator of heaven and earth, meaning everything which is, left this book for his children. What children would this be? What children would this be that Yahuwah, our heavenly Father, which many don't understand, when you go to old, new, he's still talking about the same people. But what children would this be that he left this book for, this history book of what happened to our people, whereby we will one day wake up and know where to look for our history? The world got the history books. I tell my children, when you know, just memorize what you got to memorize for the test in class. Throw the sucker away. Throw it away because it's a bunch of lies. Has nothing to do with our people anyhow. But What children would this be? Hey, family, the white Jews of today, which are part of Edom, claim to be his children. They will tell you that this is their history book, although they don't even tell you that. Sister, what do the Jews say that's their book?
Well, a lot of them say the Talmud.
There you go. They hold the Talmud, and I got that audio. I was going to make a video today, family, but I've been having all kind of problems. One of the things I was going to put in there, they'll tell you that they uphold the Talmud over the Torah. You know, there's so much in there. We'll get to that. But today we see, you know, basically the Jewish people of today, part of Edom, claiming to be the Most High's children. Okay, we see the Gentile Christian world all over, because the Christianity has gone the four corners of the earth to spread this lie. They also make this claim that they are all now spiritual Israel. They're all the Father's children. Shoot, family, we can go back not even that far in July 2010, where the whole world saw Louis Farrakhan state that the Nation of Islam were the real children of Israel. Now, it has become so confusing because everyone who picks up a Bible in the world, somehow, regardless of what they read within its text, they find a way to twist and to pervert whatever's written in our Father's Word. They want to pervert it and twist it to fit them. I mean, we have to go to the Word and see what does Yahuwah say about this matter. Whose history book is this? Who were his children? Who was the Father's children? If you know who the Father's children are and you understand what the Bible tells you from Old Testament, New Testament, regardless of the books they took out, you will know whose history book this is. You can understand why there is a website of people on Ning Radio, Ning and Blog Talk Radio, let's say that, who claim this history book, the Bible, as ours. Okay, this belongs to the Hebrews. Now we're going to go into that. But let's take a look and find out the truth of Scripture, whereby we understand whose history book this is. This is important. This is not a joke. I know I'm trying to be, you know, I don't want to come across as being angered, but I have every right to be, but I don't want to do that because I'm trying to wake some people up, and some of those people who get woken up, we gotta milk feed them. And I'm not insulting you. Don't take it as an insult. But if I had to come out with the meat and stuff, you can't digest that yet. Already you're lactose intolerant. And I'm trying to, and you know, I know when I say this stuff, it sounds like I'm being so hateful, but I'm really not. What I'm trying to say is we as a nation were told certain things in the Scripture, which we're going to hit on in a second. This is why when we claim this book as only ours, it's very, very hard for anyone, even if they are a lost sheep, a Hebrew, sitting out there in a religious system to grasp what we're saying. Well, we got to get to the meat of this, okay? So we're going to be going through some scriptures, and it is not to belittle anyone because it was all prophesied in the book. That's the beauty of it. Everything that we're going to be saying today is going to be within our history books. You probably have already read it within one of the books of the Bible yourself, but we're going to hit on it today to make sure that you do. So, sister, are you ready?
No, because I just want to say something real quickly.
Well, that's what I mean. Did you want to say anything? Please add.
I just want to say, this is Georgia. I've been in this state of being just a little bit upset, you know, a little upset. Folks are starting to get on my nerves, okay? I just am getting tired of people. You know, they don't understand who we are. They don't want to understand who we are. And, you know, anyone that knows me knows it takes a lot to upset me. It takes a lot. I've dealt with things that would upset most people that I just kind of, you know, I kind of breeze on through. But I was on Facebook yesterday, and I had just had enough. And someone said, well, if I hear another person type that Esau is the white man and Esau is the oppressor and something like that, I'm going to defriend them. And I just said, sister, I'm getting ready to beat you to it, okay? You're out. You know, I'm just in this place now of, you know, I'm a little fed up with the foolishness. You know, the foolishness when the word distinctly tells us who we are, what we possess, whose history book that is, you know, our manual, our history book, how to live, how to learn, how to strive, you know. And I just wanted to vent for a minute. So, okay, sister, you ready for me? I just needed to throw those few words out because it's just getting to be, you know. And I know my precious sisters on Facebook, like Sister Riddles, you know, sharing. And, you know, we get sometimes a little fed up with the people out there. It's like, okay, people, come to life, you know. Stop living in a dead state of mind.
Exactly.
That's all.
Well, I'm there with you. You know, I have to continuously, and people may not know that. I don't know, for some reason, the world has made everybody who sees a person who teaches the Father's Word, they're perfect. They're what they call pious. But I'll be honest with you, you know, we're just like our brothers and our sisters. Those who teach out of the Gentiles are just like their family members. What I'm saying is we do get upset because for so long we have been lied to. And for so long, and still, and yet, 2012, the lies are still flourishing. And when our own people who, for some reason, they can't seem to get it, and then you got those who know better. I believe I listen to some things they say. Some words be clicking, and they ought to know better. But yet they go on and they boast a lie. It is very frustrating. I have to pray for patience at all times, you know, and guard my tongue. I do have to guard my tongue. So, you know, let's get to the Father's Word. Let the Father's Word speak, family. First, let's agree on the fact that Yahuwah's people are the same nation of people who are spoken of in the Old and New Testament. Everyone who's sitting out there, even if they're not a Hebrew, you must at least come to the agreement, and we're going to show you that agreement in a second, where Yahuwah's people are the same nation of people who are spoken of in the Old Testament as well as in the New. Now, we're going to go to the Old Testament first. I'm not going to be giving out links today, family, Bible links, because my computer is really acting up. It's been acting up for a while. But I'm going to tell you where we're reading from. You can go at home later, flip open your Bible, and follow along. First, we're going to take it to Leviticus 25, verse 38. We're going to find that the same people from the Old Testament, same people we're going to hear about in the New Testament. Sister, can you please read Leviticus 25, verse 38?
Verse 38. I am Yahuwah, your father, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your father or your power.
Exactly. Now, everyone who has read that in Leviticus, which should be everybody who holds the Bible, you know that the Father is speaking of his children, the children of Israel, the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Okay? That should be plainly given. Now, that's Old Testament. Now, I want to go, sister, go ahead and open up to Amos chapter 3 for me, please. I want you to read verses 1 and 2. Now, we're going to pop over to New Testament. We're going to see if there is still a comparison in the scripture where – is Amos in the New Testament, sister?
No, Amos is Old Testament.
Okay, well, leave it. That's all right. Go to there still because I got more. But we're going to go to another Old Testament, and we're going to see if the Father is still talking about the same people, even when you go through other parts of the Bible. Now, this is just another part of Old Testament. This is Amos chapter 3. We're going to be reading verses 1 and 2 because somewhere along the line, everybody thinks that, oh, the children of Israel, they're lost. Where are the lost tribes of Israel? Everybody's still wondering. Everybody has come up with, just like I let you listen to the one pastor who was making room for Great Britain. Just Edom is all he was making room for. And they tell you, with white supremacy behind it, of course, that it was Great Britain, America, and they'll name the other places like Russia and all these things. Now, what amazes me is you listen to another Gentile, and usually from Edom, teacher, trying to come across with prophecy. He's going to tell you, well, Great Britain this, well, Russia this, well, this one, you know, in prophecy. But yet they're the people, too. It makes no sense. But many of our people still listen to it and believe it. So let's take a look at Amos chapter 3. We're going to be reading verses 1 and 2 and see what the Father says.
Verse 1. Hear this word that Yahuwah has spoken against you, O children of Yashriel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities.
Thank you, sister. Now, Amos 3, family, 1 and 2. We read 1 and 2 verses there. Those two verses say a lot. First of all, it ties you right back into Leviticus. Okay, Leviticus in the Torah. Because the Father says, I am Yahuwah, your Father, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. He was talking to the Hebrew Israelites. You go to Amos 3. This is another Hebrew in the Bible writing down our Father's word, the history of our Father's word for our people. It says, hear this word that Yahuwah has spoken against us, O children of Israel, same people, against the whole family, which I brought up from the land of Egypt. Same thing he's talking about in the book of Leviticus. Same thing. So he tells us, if he's talking about the same people he brought out of the land of Egypt, both in Leviticus as well as in Amos 3, he tells us, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. See, Father wasn't dealing with everybody. But today's world tells us that this book is for Christianity. This book is for the Jewish people. This book is speaking about Islam. You know, all this nonsense. But the Father told us in the book, you, and he's speaking to Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Jacob. Remember he said, I am the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Those are where the promises went. He said, O children of Jacob, against the whole family which I bought up from the land of Egypt. You only have I known of all the families of the earth. Because I ain't dealing with the rest of them, basically. This is me paraphrasing. But I ain't dealing with them. I've only known you. So we see that we don't see it yet. I thought I was New Testament, but listen. We're going to go to another spot that references to the fact that Yahuwah was only dealing with his people. Old and New Testament involved because it's future prophecy. So I'm going to have our sister, oh wow, somebody just broke something. I'm going to have our sister head over to Zechariah chapter 2. And anybody at home, as well as those who are in the chat room, if you have a Bible, go ahead and open it up. Go to Zechariah chapter 2, and we're going to be reading, for those of you who are going to read along with us, we're going to be reading the first 12 verses, beginning with verse 1. So we're going to get an understanding where within that scripture, Zechariah chapter 2, you're going to find where it blends old, it blends new. It's going to blend them all up, okay? It's going to give you understanding. But the understanding why many people don't get it is because they're not looking at the precepts. When you look at the precepts for these words, which we're going to do, is going to tie everything nicely in for you, showing you that the Father didn't change. He's still got the same people. So whose book is this? Whose history book is this really? Sister, can you head over to Zechariah chapter 2 and read the first 12 verses for me, please?
Okay. Verse 1. I lifted up mine eyes again, and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then said I, whither goest thou? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is the breadth thereof, and what is the length thereof. And behold, the angel that talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him, and said unto him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein. For I said, Yahuwah will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Ho, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith Yahuwah. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith Yahuwah. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. For thus saith Yahuwah of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you. For he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of his eye. For, behold, I will shake mine hand upon them, and they shall be a spoil to their servants. And you shall know that Yahuwah of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For lo, I come and I dwell in the midst of thee, saith Yahuwah. And many nations shall be joined to Yahuwah in that day, and shall be my people. And I will dwell in the midst of thee. And thou shalt know that Yahuwah of hosts has sent me unto thee. And Yahuwah shall inherit Judah, his portion, in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again.
Thank you, sister. Ooh, I had a cough and a sack, family. I'm coming down with bronchitis. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm so sorry. Sister, now, a lot of people have read Zechariah chapter 2, and we have just read it, at least up to verses 1 through 12. But when you read thus far, do you hear anything that might give you the suggestion that he is bringing other nations back into Jerusalem?
No, other than you have people that will try to say, you know, according to something we read there, they'll try to say, and many nations shall be joined to Yahuwah, and they'll try to not understand who those nations are, because I've had people come at me with that and the word Gentiles, and I've broken it down to them. But, no, that's us. He's speaking of us.
Very well. And for anybody who's sitting out there who is not part of the biblical Hebrews or the Bible family members, probably don't know this, but we're going to go over it a little bit. This is just extra ammunition that, you know, our ammunition is the Father's Word, and that's what we cut with. We cut down to the ignorance and the lies. We don't argue about it, but we just give you straight-up facts that are in our Father Yahuwah's Word. So right here in Zechariah chapter 2, now keep in mind, Zechariah, he's a Hebrew now. He tells us, I lift up my eyes again and look, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Now we know that he is speaking about an angel. This is something for future prophecy. He says, then said I, whither go thou? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem. He's speaking of the new Jerusalem. He's not speaking about that piece of land out there with those Gentiles on it. He's not speaking of that. Not the land that's being trodden down with Gentiles as we speak. He says to measure Jerusalem, to see what is the breadth thereof and what is the length thereof. And behold, the angel that talked with me, remember this is Zechariah, went forth. This angel went forth, and another angel went out to meet him and said unto him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein. For I, saith Yahuwah, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Now we know that ain't happened yet. Remember, there's angels speaking of future prophecy here. I don't think anybody has ever seen fire round about any place in Jerusalem right now. So we're speaking future prophecy. Watch. We're going to get to the people whose book this is for. Check it out. So he says, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith Yahuwah. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heaven, saith Yahuwah. Anyone who has written the scriptures knows that the children of Israel were scattered the four corners of the earth. Anyone who has read the scripture, you can read it in the New Testament, and you don't understand that you have a problem with your eyes, I would suggest you go to one of these eye doctors, you know, get some bifocals, whatever you need. You know, get your magnifying glass. Go ahead, it's in the book. Sister, ho, come forth and flee from the land of the north, said Yahuwah. For For I have spread you abroad as four winds of the heaven, said Yahuwah. Who is he speaking about? Hello? Uh-oh.
I'm here.
Okay, I thought we got disconnected.
No, no, I'm here. He's speaking about us.
Yeah, because who was scattered according to the word?
It was us. It be us.
I don't think there's any misunderstanding. Verse 6, it says, deliver thyself. If you didn't know it before, he says, O Zion. He's talking about the children of Israel. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughters, or excuse me, the daughter of Babylon. Now, we'll get to that nation part where everybody seems to freak out on. He says, deliver thyself. He's talking to his people, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. For thus said Yahuwah of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nation, which spoiled you. Now, he's talking about the nations that spoiled his children. For he that touches you, who's you? He's speaking of his children. Touches the apple of his eye. But who did that? Well, that would be unto those nations. What nations? The daughter of Babylon. Okay? The ones where he's spread us abroad, the four winds of heaven. We were scattered all over amongst the heathen. Okay, this was part of our chastisement. So he says, for he that touches you touches the apple of his eye. Speaking of the same people, the Hebrew Israelites. For behold, I will shake my hand upon them. Who's the them? Unto the nation, the daughter of Babylon. Okay? Remember, he used those daughters of Babylon to chastise Israel with. Just go back, read Deuteronomy 28. Okay? All of it. Understand what happened to the children of Israel. You can also read Leviticus 26 and a lot more places in the Bible. But let's get to it. He says, for behold, I will shake my hand upon them, and they shall be a spoil to their servants. And ye shall know that Yahuwah of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. Talk to the Hebrew Israelites. For lo, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, said Yahuwah. Now, the Father ain't dwelling in the midst of anybody, never did in the Bible dwell in the midst of anybody but his people. So we know we are speaking of the same people, the Hebrew Israelites, the same people that he spoke about, who I am your father, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And the lineage of Jacob, which is Israel. So, we go a little further. He tells us in verse 11, and many nations shall be joined to Yahuwah in that day. This is future. And shall be my people. Now, we're going to look at a couple different things here. He's saying that many nations, and that tricks everybody up, many nations shall be joined to the Most High. In that day. Now, if he's talking about many nations, what nation is he talking about? He got to be talking about his people, because ain't nobody going to be joined to Yahuwah in that day but his people. He says, and shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of thee. And thou shalt know that Yahuwah of hosts have sent me unto thee. Well, who was he sent to? The people who were scattered to the four corners of the earth. Same ones you read about in Revelation, the same people. The angel has to go over and get all the Most High's people marked, okay? They have to be marked. Hold back the, what does it say, sister? Hold back the four winds? Because,
yes.
You know, sister, jump in at any time if I slip up with a word, because I notice sometimes I'll be saying the wrong words, thinking one thing but saying another because my mind works so fast. So, you know, just jump on in there if you need to, okay?
Okay. You're doing fine. You're doing great.
Okay, well, thank you, sister. I'm going to keep going because I want to make sure we get this. Whose Bible is this? Whose history book is this? Okay, he tells us that many nations shall be joined to Yahuwah in that day and shall be my people. And I will dwell in the midst of thee, and thou shalt know that Yahuwah of hosts has sent me unto thee. And Yahuwah shall inherit Judah, his portion, in the Holy Land. Judah ain't those Jewish people. Don't be deceived. He says, and Yahuwah shall inherit Judah for his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. This means a repeat of the same people spoken about in the earlier testaments, the earlier books, especially when you get to the Torah. Okay? So let's just give a little bit of reference. A reference for who's the apple of the Father's eye, because he tells us clearly in verse 8, "For thus said Yahuwah of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations, which spoiled you. For he that touches you touches the apple of his eye." These nations that spoiled us, we can go back to the curses and figure out who these nations are. We can go to Psalms 83, figure out who those nations are. We can go to the book of Obadiah, figure out who those nations are. We can go to the book of Job. We can go all over. We can go all over, and these people ought to know that by now. But they don't look at certain verses. They don't look at who is who according to precept. So we know that these nations, judgment is coming down. He says, "For thus said Yahuwah of hosts, after the glory hath he sent me unto the nations which spoiled you." Speaking of who's the you? For he that touches you, who's the you, touches the apple of his eye. Speaking about the Hebrew Israelites. Okay? So when you get down to verse 11, "And many nations shall be joined to you in that day." He ain't speaking about those nations that have spoiled you, the daughter of Babylon. He ain't talking about that. It says, "And many nations." Our people were spread out among the nations. Many of our people sit in other countries. Some may know who they are, some don't know who they are. But they're saying, "Well, I'm French, I'm Creole, I'm African, I'm this, I'm that," whatever they say they are. But they're still, nonetheless, you will say, you may have forgotten, but I ain't going to forget. And when he sends anyone out, whether it be a prophet, whether it be an angel, whether it was Yahushua, which the world calls Jesus Christ, not knowing the truth that that's a deity, but Yahushua was the Son of the Most High. When he sent him out, he did his Father's will. He wasn't dealing with no other people. See, when you realize that even though the New Testament is written in Latin and in Greek, and they switch intentionally the word for the Hebrews to now Jewish people and Jews, and Judaism and all this other crazy crap, and Christians and church. It was never that way in the beginning. But nonetheless, the Father still got a people. You can change anything you want to in that book, but it's not going to change the fact of who the people are. So if you want reference for who is the apple of Yahuwah's eye, family, I do have this link. I'm going to try to get it out to you without my computer stopping. This is just taken from the Strong Concordance. This is just simply taken from the Strong Concordance. Okay, I'm going to give the chat line the link for that one. And when you go to the Strong Concordance and you find out who is the apple of the Father's eye, you can go to Deuteronomy 32, verse 10. It says, "He found him in a desert land and in waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye." Psalm 17, verse 8, "Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings." Go to Proverbs 7, chapter 2, verse 2. "Keep my commandments." The only people who were given the commandments, told to keep the commandments, were the Hebrews. "Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye." You can go to Lamentation 2, verse 18, Zechariah 2, verse 8, which we just read. Speaking of the apple of the Most High, so I'm still speaking of the same people. It's not changing up and said, "Oh yeah, by the way, the apple of the Father's eye are the Chinese people, or the people of India, or you know any of these people." It's telling you it's the same people as Old Testament, and those people you can get information where they were scattered to in the books and in the books they took out to. So. Well, I don't want to get off pattern here, but that's just to give you an understanding of who the apple of the Most High was. Same thing, it's still the Hebrew people, okay? It didn't change. Now, when we look at references for who will be Yahuwah's people, because we can go back and read where he tells us, excuse me, let me go up, I want to make sure I got the right verses. You will be my people. That's the line I'm looking for in here in Zechariah chapter 2. Come on now.
Zechariah 2. Okay, let's see.
Okay, that's verse 11. In Zechariah 2, verse 11, he says, "And many nations shall be joined to Yahuwah in that day." And remember, we're talking about these many nations that's going to be joined to Yahuwah, okay, in that day, future prophecy, "and shall be my people." These many nations that's going to be his people. Okay, well, let's go look at who will be Yahuwah's people. We can simply go to Ezekiel 36, verse 28, and find out who is Yahuwah's people. When you go to the book of Ezekiel, and you know Ezekiel was a Hebrew, he tells us in the book of Ezekiel 36, verse 28, "And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your father." Ezekiel was talking to the Hebrews. He was letting the Hebrews know, the ones that were given the promises and were given the land of Canaan, the same Hebrews, their ancestor children, the father says, "Ye shall be my people, and I will be your father." He didn't say, "I will be the father of the ones that were surrounding you and had enmity with you." No, he said, "And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers." Okay, the father of the Hebrews that were given the promised land. "And ye shall be my people, you Hebrews, and I will be your father." If you don't know who the people who the father was speaking of, all you have to do is go right back to the book of Joshua and then head on into the beginning of the book of Judges. It separates the people into the land in Joshua, and then it talks about the inheritance in Joshua. By the time you get to the book of Judges, it lets you read about what happened as the children of Israel were getting ready to conquer that land. They were given the land where they knew what land they would be given in the book of Joshua. By the time they get to the, and they were killing off the remnant of these hybrids. But by the time you get to the book of Judges, it lets you know that they had to kill off the rest of these hybrids, get them off, or not kill them off, but get them off the land and claim their land, claim their inheritance. But they didn't do that. So, but they will go with each tribe, okay? The only tribe that's not here anymore, if you look in Revelations, is Dan. That's the only tribe that's not there in the 12 tribes of Israel. Dan's no longer there. But you'll get an understanding. Now, sister, you want to add anything at this point?
Yes. You know, we have particular Blog Talk teachers, you know, that teach every kindred, every tongue, every nation. Is talking about every nation, oppressor's nation, all the nations, you know. And it's amazing because, you know, I can't figure out why they don't do more research, you know, to know the truth. I had a particular person that posted that scripture probably a year ago. And when I came back with him with every breakdown, every Hebrew number, everything, and I believe he was Jewish, he actually thanked me because I told him every kindred, every tongue, every nation is not speaking of, you know, every tongue. And, you know, the brothers present, you know, well, you know that we were given different languages and confounded, you know, with these different languages, and all those people that speak the different languages, where the father's talking about the tongues and different nations. And I'm thinking, it's not that difficult to know that's not true. You know, so, you know, family, just do your research. And, you know, as Sister Georgia does, you know, she has you to follow her, you know, as she reads, you know, Yahuwah's word. And she takes you to the Blue Letter Bible and shows you the facts. You know, because we may be the few that are really studying the truth thoroughly. And I hate to say that, but when I don't venture out much. I don't need to because I like studying. And, you know, I always say pretty much close to home for me is staying close to, you know, the Father and, of course, biblical Hebrews, you know, coming from that teaching, his word, his way. You know, we don't have to be so scatterbrained. We just need to study and we need to see the truth and accept the truth for, you know, what it is and what it's worth, because it's just too much crazy teaching out there, and it's totally ridiculous why you'd even want your, I know, this sounds terrible, but why in the heck do I want my oppressor to, you know, it's like, why does he win now and later, too, with so many Hebrews? He's got the land and the kingdom now. He tells me how much taxes he's going to take out of my check, how, you know, everything about me he can rule. So you mean later he's going to get to, anyway, fill in the blank, you know. Okay, sister. Well, yeah.
Good points, though, very good points. And I'm going to just throw something really quickly out there again. You know, I was looking today as I was walking in the hot heat of the sun melting. I was just noticing the areas, well, the homes in, you know, my area, seems like there's a lot of people losing their homes. And one thing I noticed was there's a lot of homes that are blocked up. A lot of homes are getting refurbished. But what I happened to notice was most of these are owned by Caucasians. Now, don't get mad because I said, let me just finish it. I was just thinking, and it falls in line with what you were talking about, Sister Jennifer. As I looked, I said, you know what? I saw this Caucasian gentleman, and if you don't know what the word Caucasian means, it means a white person. I saw this white gentleman. He had his truck. You know, usually they have their truck, and they had their little measuring thing on their little belts and their cell phones and all this. And I was watching how he was, you know, he didn't speak to me, but he went inside his building, closed up. He had a for rent sign out there. Another one had a for sale sign on his property. And they were all just busy. There's a lot of construction going on out here. But all of these people who own these properties, the majority, I want to say all, but the majority, and I didn't see not one Hebrew owning anything, but I'm sure they do out here. I just didn't see it. I saw white folks. And I was thinking, man, that's something. Because, you know, the Hebrew really does get screwed. When our people come forward and they tell you, no, it's just fair, you need to learn to work and all this stuff. Well, let's see. If I were to rent that piece of property or buy that piece of property, first I would have to pay the white man who owns it in Toledo, Ohio. Then I would have to pay property taxes to the rest of Edom that runs our city taxes and the federal tax and innate Hebrews sitting up there. So I'm thinking, well, you know, we really don't own a doggone thing. They might not own ever the land, but they're getting the biggest chunk of the money. We don't own a doggone thing, and we got to pay the biggest amount of money. And I was looking at that thing, and I said, well, doggone it. You know, I don't think our people really look at what's happening. They just, if the world tells you we're all same in the year 2012 and they've deceived you to make you think that, oh, Jesus Christ is Yahushua, and if they make you believe that he came for the whole world because he loved everybody, love your enemy, I don't care if he hang you on a tree, he beat you, rape you, molest you, rob you, just done anything to you, love your enemy, then what I would have thought today, I would have might have said, well, you know, it must be nice to be him. Because I know at least he probably owned two or three apartments and all this stuff. He got a good living. You could tell they have a good, because they have a different walk about. You know, it might sound silly, but it's the truth. They got the different walk. Because I know my walk was like, oh. And I was in that hot sun just melting. And he didn't have a bit of sweat on him. But yet he was in the same heat. He went from an air-conditioned car to his piece of property to do some little task, and he was dressed leisurely. And I'm looking at my clothes, and I'm thinking, dang, and I ain't got nothing. I ain't got nothing. But he walked like, well, yeah, I probably got maybe $10,000 in the bank, and I got some stocks here. That's the way he looked. And he wasn't nothing special about this man. He was just what you call your everyday blue-collar worker. He wasn't a white-collar worker. He was a blue-collar worker, but he was not a Hebrew is what I'm saying. And that really makes you start to think about what you read about in the Bible. Even though many of us sit being lost in the churches and the school systems, we ain't got nothing. We just think
we got something because we got a little bit more than the average Hebrew. But we still ain't got nothing. Because when it's all said and done, we got to pay to this person, to pay to that person, to pay to this person. And you might not look like it's all really the same because it is. It's Edom in America. We pay all our money to Edom. And it's like we are sojourners in this land. This is not our land. Who got the fatness of the earth? Esau did. Who does the Bible tell you be ruling everything and tell you who should came back? Esau will. So, you know, that's just another clincher in there to let you know, is this book really for all Christianity? Has all Christianity been underneath the curses? Has all Christianity has a yoke of iron on their neck as prescribed by the prophecies and the curses which are placed on the Hebrews for not hearkening to their father's word? I don't think it's for everybody. I don't think I ever saw a Jew with a yoke of iron on his neck, nor will I ever. I don't believe I saw any of our oppressors who put yokes of iron on our neck ever have a yoke of iron on their neck. I don't even think I've ever seen a picture of a Chinese person as in a nation, as a group of people with yokes of iron on the neck. I can go from nation to nation to nation of people. It ain't been done but to one group of people. But for some reason, the world is just dumbfounded. Okay, I'm going to get back on topic. But you know I got to talk about this stuff a little bit. Sister, did I offend?
Well, Sister Georgia, you asking the wrong person because, you brought it righteous as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, Sister, it's amazing because you have our teachers out there that will say things and they'll take it off the point. That's why we have to stay on point. They'll say things like, oh, this one suffered and that one suffered. But as Sister Georgia just said, yoke of iron. Everybody may have suffered to a degree, you know, to a degree. But the word is distinct, yoke of iron. So when someone teaches, oh, well, everybody, one brother out there, he teaches, you know, everybody's righteous, meaning, you know, there are many righteous that are going to join themselves with us because they've suffered too. We're not talking about the T-O-O too. We're talking about those with the yokes of iron. I'm not, you know, Father has the, you know, job of you know, as he says, what is the scripture he talks about? He accepts who he accepts, you know. So I don't know who all that'll be. But I will tell you, there's no other nation that had the yoke of iron on their necks like we did. So if the word says those are his people, then we have to take heed and adhere to the truth and not start getting, you know, bringing everybody in to the lineage of Yahushua. That we're not all related that way. Yes, we can care about other people, but that doesn't, we got to stay with the truth.
Yeah, that kind of brings me back. Just one more thing, family. When I played that little episode where that pastor was telling you who Israel was, of course it was all Edom, but he even made the comment that, you know, well, the scattering of Israel, we migrated into Europe, and then we migrate here, and then we migrate. Well, you know what? The Bible doesn't say that. They don't say that we just got up, freely walked around, or we took a bus pass, or we took a plane, or we took a ship, a cruise liner to get to this place, or we even sold our own selves as indentured servants, like the Irish people did, and even though they got it from what history shows, but that might be a lie too. I don't know. I wasn't there, but it says how they were treated poorly. No. They did not have yokes of iron on their neck. When they migrated over here in America, you saw them happy to come over here and work. We didn't have a choice. That yoke of iron was placed on our neck. They stripped us naked. They beat us. They killed us off. That didn't happen to any other group of people. So back again, whose book is this? Let's take a look at it. We're not done yet. Okay, the Testament of Yahuwah's people, family, can also be gathered by going into many of the so-called non-canonical books, which were removed. We know by who was removed by. Yes, it was. It was removed by Edom from the 1611 King James Bible. If we begin counting the lifespan, and this is just something to think about, if we begin counting the lifespan of each of the Hebrews who wrote about their lives and Yahuwah's words within Scripture, do you honestly believe that it could that it all could be gathered up in such a short book as the Bible? You got to know there were more books than that.
I mean, when we go back to Genesis, those people were living 900 and some years old. Yes, we know the lifespan starts to shorten, but still, there were people living 400, 300, 200 years. So do you think that everything they wrote about, everything our people wrote about in all those generations was could just fit into one little book? No. That's why we do go into these other books. These other books should have been part of the Bible. They were at one point. They were at one point. So I do ask everyone just to think about it. Do you honestly believe that it could all be gathered up, all the information from all these long lives and all this extra interaction in a land that is not ours, dealing with these other nations, up close and personal, that it all would be written in the Bible? The Bible is, yeah, it's a wonderful book. I'm not going to say it's not. But there should have been more of our history book there. What happened to it? So people get mad when we go into these other, what they call apocryphal books or pseudepigraphal books. Many of these books have been tampered with in such a way where they try to throw the word Judaism, they'll throw the word Christian and church and all these other words in them, but yet and all, they still reflect what the scriptures say. So I'm just asking everybody a question. Think about that before you say, no, I don't want to go into these books. If it aligns with the Bible, if it doesn't take away from what is already written into our history book, the world, or the Gentiles called the Bible, you better believe it should have been there in the beginning. That's not even mentioning the books that they have hidden that probably tell you who exactly who these people are, what they were, or what they're doing to you, what they're going to do to you. There was a lot hidden, but the Father left us with enough that we can read our history book, which the world, the Gentiles, called the Bible, and get that understanding. Now, because we have been taught lies so long, the obvious seems to escape our perception. Simple question like that. Do you honestly believe that all this information could be all gathered in just what you see every day with the Bible? They even cut it down to just some of them little green Bibles they pass out with the missionaries, just giving you a New Testament. So, and then they cut down the King James, the 1611 King James, to just the King James. Come on now. You know, our perception, they've been doing these lies for so long that the obvious seems to escape our perception. We have heard and are continuously still being taught lies about the Bible and its true understandings, that when we can read in Genesis where Yahuwah renamed Jacob Israel, and now many people believe the Father's creation is now a piece of land. Come on now, you got to laugh. Come on, you know it's true. We can hear about who the Father was addressing in word, both the Old and New Testament, who he was addressing, because he'd always tell, if you talk to this person, he'd tell you who they are. He is the son of this. When you go look it up in the Bible, well, you know that was a Hebrew Israelite. So we can hear who the Father was addressing by reading, both in the Old and New Testament, and how he does not change. He tells you, I do not change, and everything in the book is going to come to a full. His word's not coming back void. We can read about that, yet many people believe that all of a sudden now Yahuwah has changed his people for others and erased their names and began to include all nations of people and tongues and give them new names. I don't recall anywhere in the Old Testament the Father says, now I'm going to begin to call you guys Jews. It's not there. So you have to ask yourself, well, wait a minute. Shouldn't both of the books be equal? They should both give reference to each other. If he had a people in the Old Testament, the Father says, I do not change. Well, there should be people still in the New Testament that are his. So people should be asking the question, why wasn't it listed as Hebrew? Why was it listed in such a way that would make the world believe that he loved everybody? You know, hint, hint. Because that book ain't for everybody. That Hebrew history book are for his people. Now, let's think about this. Yahuwah had a people called Hebrew Israelites. We can read about these people, Yahuwah's people, in the Torah. Now, in case you don't know, some people may not. The Torah consists of five books: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. We're going to go to Exodus
chapter 3, I'm going to have Sister read for us verse 1 through 10. Because we are going to go and take a look at the Father's people. This is in the book of Exodus. Let's find out what he has to say about his people. He calls them his people. Let's just find out about this. Sister, whenever you're ready, we're going to go to Exodus 3, chapter 3, verse 1 through 10 for me, please.
Okay, verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flocks to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of Yahuwah, even to Horeb. And the angel of Yahuwah appeared unto him in the flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when Yahuwah saw that he turned aside to see, Yahuwah called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am Yahuwah of thy father, the father of Abraham, the father of Isaac, and the father of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon Yahuwah. And Yahuwah said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land unto a land and a law, excuse me, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. Now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt.
Thank you, sister. Okay, this right here, family, we just read for you guys, was taken out of Exodus, the Torah. This is chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Now, there's many things that you should have gotten out of this because it's going to tie in with the precepts leading to New Testament, showing you that the people of the Old Testament are still the people of the New Testament. When we get down to verse 6, now remember, this is Moses dealing with the Father. He says, Moreover, he said, I am the father of thy father, the father of Abraham, the father of Isaac, and the father of Jacob. That's tying it in with this lineage called the Hebrews. Everybody who knows the Bible knows that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were all Hebrews. Then you go and go to verse 7. Yahuwah says here, and Yahuwah said, I have surely seen the afflictions of my people. He had a people. He wasn't dealing with anybody else. He said, which are in Egypt. They were scattered right there with the Hamitic people. The Shemitic people went with the Hamitic people, okay? That's still happening today, family, okay? And in case you don't know Egypt, that's Mizraim. That's some dark-skinned people. But those dark-skinned people are also in captivities in other places. They are under oppressor just as we are. What you see there, go down to verse 8, and it tells you, that land of milk and honey, who was in that place? Well, you had your Canaanites. That's basically what you see there today. The Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, all them hybrids. It was all out there. They're still there today. Verse 9 tells you, Now therefore, behold, the cry of who? Was it the cry of Edom? Was it the cry of the Ishmaelites? Was it the cry of the Hamitic people? No, he says, the cry of the children of Israel. Who are they? They are his people, according to verse 7. He said, It's come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians, the Hamitic people, oppressed them.
During Moses' time, you had your Hamitic lineage out there. During Joseph's time, you had your Hyksos, which are your Canaanites, as your hybrids, your white Gentiles. Okay, white hybrid Gentiles is what you had out there. Go back to the study we did on the Hyksos, the Egyptians, and the Hebrews. Get the understanding. It's right there in your Bible, and you can read it. If you think I'm lying, go read it for yourself. It's in His Word. Okay, going on. He goes down to verse 10 once again. Now, remember, everybody wants to claim to be the Father's children. You got your Christianity. You got your Jewish people. You got Islam. You got people all over the world who just want to flip open our book and claim that title because there's a lot goes with that title. But the Father says, I got a people. Now, let's read about His people. Verse 10, come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, talking to Moses, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. So he's saying, let me get the Hebrews, the children of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the lineage of Israel, which is Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel. And I'm going to go into a little color here, too, because a lot of people want to say it was this person, it was that person. Color does make a difference, and it is spoken of in Scripture. I don't think color makes a difference, but the Father does. So we're going to bring that up in a second. Don't worry, we'll get to it. This family right here, my people, the children of Israel out of Egypt, this will lead you right back. Let me get it right. This will bring you right back to Book of Judges, chapter 2. Now, I put read all, and I'm looking at the time. We got plenty of time. Read all. I'm going to read verse 1, but I'm going to have Sister, if you can go ahead and open up to Judges chapter 2 for me. I'm going to read the first verse, and then I want you to read 2 on down the rest of the chapter because we're going to use a little bit of it later. Okay, for you guys at home, I'm reading Judges chapter 2. Now, remember, the Father just said in verses 9 and 10, now, therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel, His people, is come up to Him. And I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed my people. It says, come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto the Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Now, when we get to Judges 2, I'm going to read verse 1 for you. It says, and an angel of Yahuwah came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto a land which I swear unto your fathers. What fathers? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. So the covenant, the promises, everything is going right back still to the Hebrew Israelites. We're in the book of Judges now. We went to Amos. We went to Ezekiel. We went to Exodus. We're going to go some other place. We can go to Genesis because that's Jacob, Abraham, and Isaac right there. It's still talking about Hebrews. We're going to hit some New Testament in a second. But I want the sister to read the rest of Judges too because it's very important in understanding why everybody's claiming our history book is theirs. Everybody wants to be us. Revelations 2:9 and 3:9 specifically speak to those people. But we're going to be getting into it. Let me pray that, sister, are you still on the line?
I'm here.
Okay, I heard a strong click. I just want to make sure. Now, go ahead for me, sister, and just read Judges chapter 2, beginning with 1, and read it all down the list.
Okay. Judges 2. Verse 2. You want me to start at verse 2 because you read verse 1, correct?
You can start from 1 to whatever. It doesn't
matter.
Okay.
And an angel of Yahuwah came up from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. Ye shall throw down their altars, but ye have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this? Wherefore, I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their God shall be a snare unto you. And it came to pass, when the angel of Yahuwah spake these words, unto all the children of Israel, that the people lifted up their voice and wept. and they call the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrifice there unto Yahuwah. And when Joshua had let the people go, the children of Israel went every man unto his inheritance to possess the land. And the people served Yahuwah all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of Yahuwah that he did for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Yahuwah, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the borders of his inheritance, in Timnath Heres, in the Mount of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Gash. And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers. And there arose another generation after them, which knew not Yahuwah, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of Yahuwah, and served Balaam. And they forsook Yahuwah, our father of fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bowed themselves unto them, and provoked Yahuwah to anger. And they forsook Yahuwah, and served Baal and Ashtaroth. And the anger of Yahuwah was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hands of spoilers that spoiled them. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies round about, so they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Whithersoever they went out, the hand of Yahuwah was against them for evil, as Yahuwah had said, and as Yahuwah had sworn unto them, and they were greatly distressed. Nevertheless, Yahuwah raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them. And yet they would not hearken to their judges, but they went a-whoring after other gods and bowed themselves unto them. They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of Yahuwah, but they did not so. And when Yahuwah raised them up judges, then Yahuwah was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented Yahuwah because of their groanings by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them. And it came to pass, when the judge was dead, that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers in following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them. They ceased not from their own doings, nor from their stubborn way. And the anger of Yahuwah was hot against them, against Israel. And he said, because that this people have transgressed my covenant, which I command their fathers, and have not hearkened unto my voice, I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through them I may prove Israel, whether they will keep the way of Yahuwah to walk therein, as their fathers did keep it, or not. Therefore, Yahuwah left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua.
Thank you, sister. Thank you. I hope the family, we go over these verses quite a bit, and we have to, because so much is said in Judges 2. So much is said, and this is a verse that even the churches, if they were going to be telling the truth, they should really hit on Judges 2. So much is said. This goes into why Israel was scattered. The scattering of Israel was because of their disobedience. Go back to the Torah and get understanding of the Ten Commandments. Even today, it tells us that that the ones who come, the descendants of the Hebrews, were sinning worse than the fathers. And today they still are.
because in they're in a state of ignorance, thinking they know the truth, want to love the oppressor, want to love the enemy, not understanding that these were the people that were supposed to be taken up off the land. But as Judges 2 tells us, an angel from Bochim came down and spoke to the children of Israel and asked them, why did they do this? Why didn't they get rid of those people as the Father had commanded? Those other people who had their daddies, they had their deities. It's all in the book. It's a matter of do you have eyes to see. So the angel says, why have you made a league with the inhabitants of this land? Remember, you go back to chapter 1 of the book of Judges, they were taking tributaries from these people. They started sojourning with these people. Okay, so he says, wherefore, verse 3, he says, wherefore this angel said unto the children of Israel that I will not drive them out before you, but they shall be as thorns in your sides, and their gods, their daddies, shall be a snare unto you. Meaning, many of you will be listening to the people doing as they do, and you will be worshiping their daddies, their gods. They're going to be snares to you. Well, who are those daddies? Who are those deities that would fool Israel? All you got to do is go back to verse 10 of Judges 2. It says, and also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, which means they died off, the ones who were listening to Joshua and so forth. And there arose another generation after them. We're still talking about the Hebrews, which knew not Yahuwah. Okay, after the ones before died off, there arose another generation who knew not the Father, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel in the past. And what did they do? The children of Israel, the Hebrews, spoken of in the book of Exodus, in the book of Genesis, all the way through the Bible, even in the New Testament family. It says, the children of Israel did evil in sight of Yahuwah. They began to serve Balaam. When we speak about serving Balaam right here, you look up that word, it takes you right back to the word Lord. Why do you think the true names of the Father and Son were removed? Because our people sit in churches and they believe that they are doing the right things, but it tells us that after a generation or so died, the children of Israel, they knew not who Yahuwah was. We're going to read more about that in other books of the Bible as time progresses, but these other generations knew not Yahuwah nor the work that Yahuwah did for them. Okay, and the children of Israel did evil inside of Yahuwah, and they went ahead, broke the commandments, and they began serving Balaam because they didn't get these nations away. The nations of people were snared to them, and so were their deities, just like it is today, because we're all one. The Father says, nuh-uh, my people are Kodesh. They set apart. Get those nations from among you. Take those heathens and get them away. Do not go not in the way of the heathen. Our people still today don't get it. They think heathens means somebody who just plays with a Ouija board or somebody who listens to hard rock music, somebody who, no. When they talk about heathen, they talk about a special, specific group of people. These other nations, we broke that down, whereby letting you know that they were not children of the fathers. The Father says, I'm only the father of the Hebrew Israelites. That's the only family that I'm dealing with, the nation of families. He said, I'm the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, who's the rest of these people's father and their daddy? You don't want to believe that there were two creations in the beginning. It tells you that. Day six, day creation, 1,000 years later, then you had the formation of Adam leading to Seth, Abel, Seth. Then you keep going on to Yahushua in the New Testament. But you don't want to believe that. You want to believe the lie. You want to believe we're all one. And you want to believe that this book belongs to anybody who believes upon the name of Jesus Christ. Lies, lies, lies. Whose book is this? Keep going further, family. Keep going further. And this really should hit home to a lot of the people who are sitting in churches, are listening to any other person who speak or not telling you the truth about whose history book this is. It's bad enough we got to hear that, read and understand and get graded on throughout elementary all the way up through college a false history. But now they're taking away your history. They're telling you come from a monkey. They're telling us that we evolved. What the Father, what he's letting us know right here is in our history book, which the world calls the Bible, he says, also, that generation were gathered unto their fathers,
And there arose another generation after them which knew not Yahuwah, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in sight of the father and served Balaam. They forsook Yahuwah, their fathers, of their fathers, the same father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which brought them out of the land of Egypt. They forsook them and followed other gods. What other gods? Well, the other nations. They had their deities. Remember, go back to the beginning of chapter 2 of the book of Judges. Okay, verse 2 or 3. It tells you that these other nations and their deities, their gods, would be a snare to the children of Israel. So we found that it tells us in verse 12 that our people, the Hebrews, forsook Yahuwah of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt. We talked about that already. Everybody in the world knows the Hebrews were brought out of the land of Egypt and followed other gods. Of the gods, and take that word gods, put daddy in there, put what you want. It's the same doggone thing. And the gods of the people that were round about them and bowed themselves unto them and provoked Yahuwah to anger. This is spoken about in the curses in Deuteronomy 28 as well as spoken about in the commandments. Because we didn't hearken to our father's word, we're going to find out what happened to our people. Okay, it says, and they forsook the Lord and served Balaam and Asherah. The other deities that will be a snare to our people, those deities, Balaam goes to the word Lord, which is, we know we're talking about Satan there. Asherah goes to the Queen of Heaven. Now it's the Virgin Mary that you see today, the Caucasian Virgin Mary, which is the Queen of Heaven, is another pagan deity. So when you go around worshiping Lord, you'd be worshiping an angel. We're not supposed to worship angels, but you could be worshiping an angel. You could be worshiping a man. You could be worshiping a deity, an angel, a fallen angel. When you go around and say, I love Jesus, Jesus is Zeus. But I got another thing for Jesus, too. I'm going to give you all at another show. It's not, Yahushua is not the one whose hair was like wool, white, woolly afro. It's not him. Whose feet were fine, looked like fine brass burnt in a fire. That Caucasian picture don't have no fine brass feet burnt as if burnt in a furnace. He got some Jewish Holocaust skin that was starved to death. Okay, so, and I'm not being funny when I say I know some people laughing, and it is kind of funny, though, but the whole point is it makes you think. So, the Asherah and the Balaam, those are deities that when y'all go in y'all church, I say, I love God, I love Jesus. Well, shoot, the God of this world is Satan. That's how he deceives the whole world, even you sitting in your religious institute and not knowing you're a Hebrew, if you are one of the children of the Most High. So, we find out the anger of Yahuwah was hot against his people, and he delivered them into the hands of the spoilers that spoiled them, and he sold them into the hands of their enemies. Just like you read about in Deuteronomy 28, okay? Just like when you go read your old slavery books, you know who your oppressor is. You know that when you came to America, your forefathers did not understand English. They were speaking Hebrews. Or, and if you want to believe that they were African, they sure wasn't speaking English. Let's put it like that. Okay, so he said that they forsook Yahuwah of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and follow other deities. And it says of the deities or the gods of the people that were round about them, okay, the nations who they did not get from among them. They also started bowing themselves unto them and provoked Yahuwah to anger. So it says that it says what Yahuwah did in verse 14, and the anger of Yahuwah was hot against his people Israel, not a piece of land. Oh, yeah. Verse 14, and the anger of Yahuwah was hot against that land Israel where the Jewish people are living in now because the original people, which are called Hebrews, start dealing with these other nations. That makes no sense. No, he ain't hot at a piece of land. Father ain't worried about a piece of land. He's talking about people here, family. Let's get to the truth. It says the anger of Yahuwah was hot against Israel, or he was hot against the descendants of Jacob, and he delivered the descendants of Jacob into the hands of the spoilers that spoiled them. And he sold them into hands of their enemies round about. What enemies? Well, shoot, the other nations that they didn't get rid of so that they could not any longer stand before the enemies, just like in slavery when our people came in America. I mean, we were scattered all over the four corners of the earth, but I'm speaking of America now. When our people came under captivity and we were sold to our enemies, we could no longer stand before our enemies. And that is the curses in Deuteronomy 28. Speaking of the children of Israel, this goes right back to speaking of what we did. We start worshiping other deities, bowing our backs down to them. That's the curses. Didn't say Israel was lost. That is a perception, a deceptive perception that is given to you by Edom. Never happened to our people. We always knew who we were until we stopped listening and hearkened to our Father's word, and then you can read it in Psalms 83 where these other nations say, oh, they noticed the Father's hand wasn't on his people because right here they were never able to take us. Go back and read through the other Old Testament that the Father was with Israel. You can read about it when we came out of Exodus, what he did for his people. You could read about how Joshua was conquering with the right hand of the Father because we were his people. These other nations and these other stories in Kings and Samuel and all these books, they tell you. These people know whose father we were. Go to New Testament with Nebuchadnezzar, with Daniel. They knew whose father, who our father was. Only today people are going to say, well, should this is an everybody book. We all won. Come on now. Be for real. Let's go a little further here. So we're finding that we were sold and we could no longer stand before our enemies. We were sold to them because we didn't hearken to the Father's word. What's most important is, let's go a little further. It says, wheresoever they went out, the hand of Yahuwah was against them for evil. Our Father chastised us by using these other nations because even today, many of our people are under chastisement. They don't realize it because they don't see no more yokes of iron on their ancestors or their necks. They think it's all good. But no, the Father will lead you to that lie if you want to believe that lie. So you better repent, as it says in the book of Acts. Repent. He's tired of winking at this ignorance. He's always left a remnant behind to wake you up. When will you start listening to those who we have raised up to give you instruction in his word and tell you who you are? Wake you up. An ox knows its owner and asks its master's crib, but my children Israel, they don't even consider. Consider what? That we are his children. This book is our history book, so we can really understand it, know how to righteously come back to him, to get back spiritual. And I ain't talking about spiritual Israel, like Christianity. So we read right here, it says 17 of Judges 2. And yet they would not hearken unto their judges, but they went a whoring after other gods and bowed themselves unto them. And they turned quickly out of the way of which their fathers walked in, obeying the commandments of Yahuwah. But they did not so, not the ones that died after the generations of Joshua and the ones who were taken out of Egypt, which is what we have today. Same people doing the same doggone things. I love you, Jesus. I love you, God. Oh, I love you. I'm married to Jesus. Well, you better hope you're not married to Jesus. The bride you want to be is for Yahushua. You want to serve Yahuwah. Don't be worshiping no angel saying the word Lord. That's a fallen angel. You better watch what you're doing. Learn these words. Go in that strong concordance. So it says that it came to pass when the judge was dead that they returned and corrupted themselves more than their fathers. That's our generation now. In following other gods to serve them and to bow down unto them, they ceased not from their doing. That means we're still doing it today, nor from their stubborn ways. And our people are still stiff-necked, stubborn, rebellious people when it comes to the truth of the Father's word. They don't want to hear it. They love the lies and what they're doing. It tells us in verse 20, the anger of our father Yahuwah was hot against Israel. And he said, because that this people have transgressed my covenant, which I command their fathers, and have not hearkened unto my voice, I will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died, that through these nations I may prove Israel, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the ones who were given the covenants, the ones who were called Hebrews, my people, that through these other nations I may prove Israel, my people, whether they will keep the way of Yahuwah to walk therein as their fathers did keep it or not. Therefore, Yahuwah left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered he them into the hand of Joshua. So we are mingling right along with our oppressor. They are here to prove us, which means they are not going to be telling us the truth. They're going to be telling us against the Father's word. He wants to know, are you going to listen to him and what's written in his book, or are you going to believe the lie, hey, we're all one? Whose history book is this? The world tells you it's for them. But whose history book is this? I ask that question. Okay, sister, I want to keep going on. Do you want to add anything at this point?
No, I was just looking at our precious Soul Train 35 that was in the chat room, but I guess they left, so they're not real happy with us right now, but it's okay. You know, we hope that the guests are, you know, knowing that they're getting taught truth, and they'll go and research what they've been taught and, you know, be set free.
Oh, yeah. I'm reading the comments now. You see, this is what I'm talking about. You know, many of us are so comfortable with hearing one or two lines and whoever's teaching them making it into whatever they want to make it into, a feel-good message. That when the truth of the Father's word comes, why do you think the Father told his people, when you're going to start teaching his truth, they ain't going to love you. They didn't love me. So anybody who sits out there without hearing the whole message will say, okay, well, then where do we fit in? Well, what is that? You're going to find out if you listen to the message. First of all, you got to know the truth. It's all these people who come to our site, they've heard Christianity lies, or they've heard Islamic lies, or they've heard all type of lies, but they really haven't understand precept and the truth of the people. I didn't say, I'm just reading what the Father says about all nations, but this book was not meant for everybody. The Father only gave it to the Hebrews. You know that by reading the Torah. You know that. So, you know, that person who, let's see, Soul Train 35, if you're going to listen to the archive, oh, well, listen and learn something, because you, I mean, you're the typical person, and this is why I do the shows. You are the typical person, and it is what it is. We got 14 minutes, so if I want to keep rolling with this, we got a little bit more. Now, like I said, when you go to Judges 2, and it tells an angel of Yahuwah came from Gilgal to Bochim and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto a land which I swore to your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Family, we can now see, okay, we can read that Yahuwah had a special people, his people, the Hebrew Israelites, who he brought out of the land of Egypt. And he was not dealing with any other of the families of the nations on the earth. Go back to Amos 3. When we read the Torah, everyone knows that the commandments, the laws, the judgments, the statutes, the ordinances, and the promises were all given to his people, the Hebrews, Yahuwah's chosen people, the apple of his eye. Does the New Testament reflect this also? Family, go to Romans 9. Sister, can you read verses 1 through 5, please? Romans 9. We're going to see where Old Testament and New Testament say the same thing. But why does the world claim to be us? Why does the world claim this book, which is our history book, they claim it to be theirs? We're going to find out. We're going to find out. Romans 9, verses 1 through 5. Sister, let me know when you get there.
Okay, verse 1. I say the truth in Yahushua. I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Ruach, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Yahushua, for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of Yahuwah and the promises, whose are the fathers and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Yahushua's came, who is over all, Yahuwah, blessed forever. Hallelujah. Not as though the word of Yahuwah.
That's it. That's it. That's all I needed. Verses 1 through 5 of Romans 9, that's what we just read, family. Now, you're going to tell you here again, Paul going to tell you, Okay, he going to write it down. You always said write it down in the book. So if you said write it down in the book, it must mean, well, read it, is written down. So when we go to Romans 9, which was written by Paul, he says, I say the truth in Yahushua. I'm not lying. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Ruach. Okay, the Ruach was passed down to the apostles and to the Hebrews, the women were there too, upon Yahushua's resurrection and then sitting at the right hand of the Father. The Ruach came upon his people. Okay, this is when they were apostles and went out teaching. Okay, getting more disciples along the way, spreading the truth of the word, the gospel, not the lies that you guys still have here today in churches. So he says that I have great heaviness and continual, which means it's still going to go on because many of our people were lost sheep by the time we get to Romans and New Testament, because Old Testament, we just read about it. They started worshiping Balaam. They didn't get them hybrids of nations up off the land. Father said, I'm going to leave the nations right there. They're going to try you and try to, you know, I'm going to leave those nations there to prove if you're going to try Israel and to prove if you're going to listen to me, hearken to my word, my commandments, or you're going to listen to them. So they tell you this is their history book, but he's letting us know this is for us. Let's keep going right here. This whole book, this is New Testament, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I wish that myself were accursed from Yahushua for my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh, who are Israelites. That's New Testament. The Israelites were the Hebrew Israelites. Israelites is just another word for the descendants of Jacob. They were Hebrews. Jacob was in a Hebrew lineage. His name became Israel. When you get to New Testament, he says, who are Israelites? Israelites are the descendants of Israel. Who is Israel? That is Jacob. Same people. So he tells you, I got this great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart, for I wish that myself were cursed from Yahushua for my brethren and my kinsmen according to the flesh. Who are Israelites? That's who they are, speaking of his brethren, his kinmen, according to the flesh. They're Israelites. To whom, he goes further, to whom, this takes you back to the Torah family, to whom pertaineth the adoption. This is New Testament as well. This is prophecy. You're going to get grafted back in. Who pertain the adoption and the glory is the power, and the covenant. That was given to the Hebrew Israelites, and the giving of the law that was given to the Hebrew Israelites, and the service of the Most High. That was your Levitical tribe that was given to the Hebrew Israelites, and the promises, family. Anybody out there listening who is not a Hebrew but got ears to hear, who were the promises? Who were the laws? Who were the services of the Most High? Who were the covenants? Who was the glory? Who was the adoption given to? The Hebrew Israelite. But we're reading that in Romans 9. He ain't dealing with any other people. Go back to Amos 3. But what's interesting, I got a little bit further. Verse 5, let's go there. Whose are the fathers? Whose are the fathers? Go back to verse 4. Who are the Israelites? Who are the Israelites? Go back up a little bit more to verse 3. It says his brother, Paul was a Hebrew. He says, my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh. He ain't changing. Same people. Who are the fathers? And of whom as concerning the flesh Yahushua came? Right there. Let's stop. Concerning the flesh. What flesh? Go back right up, family, to Romans 9, verse 3. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Yahushua. For who? For the world? No. For my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. By the time you get down to verse 5, whose are the fathers? The Hebrew Israelites, as spoken of in 4. Who are Israelites? And of whom, as concerning the flesh, Yahushua came. Well, that would be the Hebrews, the brethren, okay, that Paul just spoke about in verse 3 of Romans 9. Now, concerning the flesh, Yahushua came. Let's go there. We got to go there. If you got a Bible, you better be opening up to Matthew verse 15, chapter 15, Matthew 15, verse 24.
One of
my favorites.
We're
going to find out. You got a sister?
I'm there. 15,
okay.
Yes.
We're going to find out, concerning the flesh that Yahushua came for. Let's find out who that is, because Paul just told us it was the Israelites. We're in New Testament. Matthew, please read it, sister.
Matthew 15:24. But he answered and said, I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
Okay. Now remember, he told the scribes and Pharisees, I come to do my Father's will. Father was dealing with only the Hebrews. Right here in New Testament, book of Matthew, Yahushua says, hey, I came but just for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's all he said. He's still talking about the same people. Whose history book do you think this is? Whose history book do you really think this is, if you have been taught anything else? Okay, besides the curses mentioned in Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26, we can also read about our heritage being taken away in Jeremiah 17. Sister, please turn to Jeremiah 17. Family, we got about 7 minutes left. We'll probably be cutting it close. But if you want to switch over, if you want to switch over until we complete this lesson, it looks like everybody switched over, but I'm going to announce the number anyhow. The number is 646-595-4111. This is our Shabbat Show, family. We're going to tell the truth about what the world has been lying to our people about. We have to know our Father, His Word, in truth. There's no other way to learn it. If you're going to learn it in lies, well, then who's your daddy? When you praise, oh, thank you, God, for giving me this wisdom, but you think that you're a Gentile or you think you're spiritual Israel and you're really a lost sheep, but you don't want to hear the word because you don't want to hear the verses precept upon precept, who's your daddy? Is this really your history book? Yeah, you in here, too, because they got many of them. As we kept reading in Romans 9, it tells you all Israel's not of Israel. And if there's any Gentile out there claiming to be us, this ain't your book either. You should be getting that by now. I'm not being mean, I'm just telling you the truth. So, sister, let's go on. Everybody, I believe, has switched over already. And for those of you who, we have about 4 minutes left, I probably won't get to it, but for those of you who have joined us today, I pray that instead of getting offended with the word, the truth of our Father, our Heavenly Father's word, I pray that you take a look at these scriptures, get the understanding. This history book was for us. Our Father wanted us to know what we did bad. What did we do wrong? Whose we were? He wanted us to know how do we come back righteously to Him. He wanted us to understand how do we come back spiritually to Him, because we were doing all kind of messing up in Old Testament. So Yahushua came back spiritually for us. He wanted us to know how do we love one another. How do we seek Him out? How do we hearken to His word? How do we call out and cry out for Him to come back into our lives? Sister, we got about 4 minutes left, so if you want to say anything before we get off, I'm giving you the opportunity. We want to speak to our family. Let them know. I'm not saying that all the Gentiles just will be wiped off. The Father doesn't say that. He does say, if you do well. So you have a chance to get saved. But if you do well. But the book itself ain't about you. It's about you, but it's for us to let our people know what happened, who we're dealing with today. Sister, you want to add to this?
I just want to say that, you know, many don't know our Father. We're waking up. We're returning back. And, you know, if you're bowing down to someone else and thinking this belongs to you, bowing down to Jesus, bowing down to Buddha, bowing down to Krishna, you know, and thinking this belongs to you, you're wrong. And the Father only had one people. As Amos says, he only had one people, you know. So take heed to what you heard, you know. Get in the scriptures. Study to show thyself approved unto Yahuwah, and being a workman that needeth not to be ashamed.
Very well said, sister. I'm just closing up my chat line right now. And I see we do have a lot of people on the call-in line already. So, family, I'm going to close out. Just want to put a little message out there to the chat line. I thank you guys all for joining us today. We have more people on the call-in line right now than the chat room. But I'm going to close up my chat room. I don't want my computer freezing by any chance. Okay, family, you got about a minute left. If you want to go ahead and call over and switch to the chat line, excuse me, switch to the phone line, we only have a minute left. So now you have the time to call in the 646 595-4111 as we continue the Bible. Whose history book is it? Okay, whose history book is it? So we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. We only have a little bit more to read, but I want to get it all in. Because when I went across announcing that this is our history book, the world calls the Bible, then I said, this is our history book, the Gentiles call the Bible. A lot of people got offended with that. A lot of people got offended with that because the world teaches us something else. The world teaches this book is for everybody who believes upon Jesus' name. This book is for everyone who believes in the Lord. And that isn't what the Bible says. That is not what the Bible declares. And if you say it is, you're lying to yourself because you have not done your research to look what those words mean that are written in English. They were not always in English. Learn to use your Strong Concordance. We have about 90 seconds left. We have just finished reading Matthew 15, verse 24, whereby letting you know Yahushua came out. This is in Matthew, New Testament. He said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So we're still dealing with the Hebrew Israelites. Now we're getting ready to move over, family, to Jeremiah 17. So if you do have a Bible, I would say go ahead and open up those Bibles. We're going to be reading verses 1 through 5. 60 seconds left for the chat line. Hey, Shabbat Shalom, family. Stay in the Father's Word. Hey, if you sin, repent instantly. Come out of the wicked system. Seek our Father in truth and in righteousness. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Okay, sister, I'm going to have you pick up with Jeremiah 17. Please read 1 through 5 for us.
Verse 1. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the table of their heart and upon the horns of your altars. While their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills, O my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil. And thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. And though even thyself shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in a land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever. Thus saith Yahuwah, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from Yahuwah.
Thank you, sister. Now, family, besides the curses mentioned in Deuteronomy 28 and Leviticus 26, once again, we can read about our heritage being taken away in Jeremiah 17. Who was it taken away by? Well, that would be Yahuwah. That's our chastisement. He's only been dealing with one family of people, which were his children, the apple of his eye, according to Amos 3. So we read in the book of Judges what we were doing. It began many places, because when we were out there in Egypt, many of us would, you know, go back through the book of Joshua, chapter 6, 7, around there. We were trying to take items from these heathens. We were always transgressing. There was always a sacrifice offering that had to be made for sin and for other things that we were doing wrong. But by the time you get to the book of Judges, we were just flat out doing everything underneath the sun. The Father was hot against us. Keep in mind, he's long-suffering, but many people don't even understand that because you go all the way back to the first earth age and get understanding. We're going to read right here in Jeremiah 17, verses 1 through 5, the same doggone thing. It tells us the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the tables of their heart and upon the horns of your altars. Here we go. While it's their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees upon the high hills. That goes right back to the book of Judges. And you can go to the book of Kings. I think you can go to Samuel too. He talks about these groves and these altars and places that we were worshiping other deities. Okay, so he's making reference to that in the book of Jeremiah 17. Now he says,
O my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. Talking about the children of Israel, go back, get the understanding of the commandments too. He didn't want us worshiping any other deity. Now go back to Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, go to Judges chapter 2, verse 2, chapter 2, and read all that. You get the understanding of those groves. You can get understanding about the sin, about how we were hot against Israel, how the Father allowed the other nations to take us for a spoil, to be their slaves. Okay, so then we go further. Verse 4, our Father completely lets us know what's going to happen to us. And thou, even thyself, O children of Israel, because Jeremiah was a Hebrew, he was speaking of the tribe of Judah. Okay, now we know that we're talking about the Hebrews. So when we get into speaking of who's going to discontinue from their heritage, we know that the Father says, it's the Hebrews, the heritage that I gave thee. I will cause thee to serve thy enemies. That's your curses again, in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever. So, okay, hold on one second. Hold on one second. Sister, take over for a second, please.
Okay. Let's see, where were we? I'll just read it again. I'll just start it. Let's see. We were five. Oh, my mountains. I'll start at verse 3 and just read until she gets it back. O my mountain in the field, I will give thy substance and all thy treasures to the spoil, and thy high places for sin throughout all thy borders. And thou, even thyself, shall discontinue from thine heritage. And we know that that's what's happened. You know, we're like dry bones waking up because our, you know, our heritage, and even our memory of, you know, who we were has been taken. I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land, which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever. Well, we know we've done that, you know, and some of us are still, you know, serving Baal, and that fire, I'm sure, still is kindling. And he wants us to return back to him.
Okay, sister, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Where were you at?
I just reread and said a few things. So wherever you left off, I was at verse 5, but I think you were above that at, what, verse 4?
No, I don't know where I was. But I wanted to get to something. I wanted to get to something really important because I think a lot of people overlook this verse. You probably were right. I don't remember at this point. Family, you know how it is. Satan always going to work overtime. We had a lot of distractions in my house just now. I apologize. But we're going to go on. Jeremiah 17, I want to get to verse 5. Thus said Yahuwah. Remember, in verse 4, he told us that we were going to discontinue from our heritage. He was only dealing with Israel. By the time you get to verse 5, it says, thus said Yahuwah, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from Yahuwah. Now, when we were in the book of Judges, we just read that. What man? He said, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. What man? Let's go back there. Judges 2, again. When you find out what man he's speaking of, go back to verse 2 in Judges, and he tell you. I got to open up another browser. Okay. When you go there, he tell you. Go down to Judges 2. I got to scroll down. Give me a second. It says, verse 20. And the anger of Yahuwah was hot against Israel. And he said, oh, shoot, my computer's jumping. Give me a second. Oh, boy. One second, family. My computer just jumped. Okay. And the anger of Yahuwah was hot against Israel. And he said, because that this people has transgressed my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and not hearkened to my voice, I will also not hearken, I will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations which Joshua left when he died. So he says that through them I may prove Israel, whether they will keep the way of Yahuwah to walk therein as their fathers did keep it or not. So once again, we'll find out who that man is.
the children of Israel went into the ways of the heathens. They're still doing that today. They are listening to the lie that we're all one. They are listening to the lies of the Genesis 1 through 6, even the whole Bible, the way it has been taught to us. They have listened to that lie because that's what was taught to us by our slave owners. Many of us read the truth of the word and bypasses our perception. We can't see. We can read it, but many of us don't understand. We can hear it being read, but we still say, oh, wait a minute. Dead Jesus with that white skin and the eyes of blue. And when the Bible didn't say his eyes were red as fire because he was drinking the holy wine. Okay? The Bible don't say nothing about him having stringy straight hair. The Bible says he had white woolly hair. The Bible don't say nothing about him looking like those pasty Jewish people or any part of Edom. I hate to say it, but you're going to the sun to get that tan. Hey, he don't say nothing about that. He says that Yahushua, even when John the Baptist was seeing the description that he gave, he said he had feet like fine brass, okay? Like burnt in a furnace. Take a penny and go toss it in the furnace. Look at it after a while. Does it look pasty pale, or does it look like it has some color to it? See, people don't want to say colors in the Bible, but yes, it is. Yes, it is. So he's talking about the people, the nation, that man who's going to be there to try you, to prove Israel, these nations of people, same ones you see today. We're still right in the midst of all these other nations. And many of us have bought the lie that this is not our history book. It belongs to everyone. If you believe that lie, you're not going to know how special you are to the Father, and you sure won't know how you need to come back. The other nations who are there to deceive you are going to be deceiving you. When you pray to your white Virgin Mary and your white Jesus and you say, God, I love you, the God of this world has already got you deceived. You don't even know the Father's name when in the Bible it tells us that we're supposed to know his name. What name do we call upon? Well, if you're calling upon God to help you, you got the God of luck and fortune. You don't have our Father Yahuwah that is waiting for his children to cry out to them. To him, excuse me. Okay, sister, did you want to say anything before I go any further?
No, I'm good. I just pray that, I just pray that people, I don't know, Sister Georgia, just get so, I love my precious sister Sharon and Sharon Riddles and Sharon Grant, and they post such great things, and I know that they get wearisome sometimes, and, a lot of people are posting, doing work, as unto Yahuwah. They're posting great, I'm doing, a lot of counseling. I'm doing what Father's calling me to do. I get a lot of calls as a result or messages, from on email or Facebook or Biblical Hebrews, and sometimes I give out my number, and I just pray people are taking heed to what they're hearing and not, by no means are we saying look at us. We're saying look at the word. Look at the word. The word is being presented here. Go look, for yourself. And one thing I would say is pray. For some you're so lovingly said, I really mean this respectfully, your heart is so closed and you're so closed off to truth and you have this teaching you have in you that you have to pray and say, Father, remove that which is not true and open my eyes to truth and help me not to be stiff-necked. Sometimes we have to pray. And the Father will pray. I mean, he will hear your prayers and, touch you and release you from that darkness because, not to know the truth is darkness.
All right, very well said. And I hope that everyone really heard you. I mean, not just hear you, but heard you and understand what you're saying. Because this really is important, family. Those of you who want to sojourn with us, this is important for you too. Don't get mad because I didn't make anything racial here. But the Father's word does distinguish his people from among the rest. And if they would have kept those other books that they took out of the Bible in the Bible, it would clearly let you know that the Father considered those other nations who he did not know according to the book of Amos, wasn't dealing with them. He only gave everything to Israel according to the Torah. He said that they're like spittle to them. So, see, that would offend somebody if I had to say that to them, like the one person who was on the chat line. But they got to realize, I'm not saying it. I'm reading what the Father says. You know, and no man can boast himself and get that big to where he think he can deal with our Father. Are you crazy? Don't hate the truth. Love the truth, because that's the only thing that's going to make you free. Okay, people worrying about salvation, so you just saying that the black people? No, I'm not just saying that, but I'm letting you know that the Father has a people. The Father has a people, and the whole world is looking out at Caucasians when they need to be looking at the people who are downtrodden, all scattered all over the four corners of the earth. Okay, there are 12 tribes. It's not just one, not just the tribe of Judah. And the real tribe of Judah is not there in Israel. The tribe of Judah is your so-called African-American, the same lineage that Yahushua sprang out of. That's why I always make the claim that any Hebrew brother that you see on the street, Yahushua could have looked like him. He had an afro. The only difference is take an old man who has white woolly hair but dark skin. Feet look like fine brass burnt in a furnace. Today I was looking at my skin. I'm a female, of course, but I was looking at my skin. And I was like, you know, not to be saying like that, but for so long we have been taught as children how everything about us is so ugly. But when I looked at my skin today, yeah, I was frying. I ain't going to lie to you. But I said, dang, I got a pretty little color in my skin. You know, it's pretty. And what I'm saying to you is when you have been taught continuously that everything black is ugly and is evil and it's just horrible. And I went to a school that was all Caucasian, basically. They had maybe about 10 families in the whole city. And everything was centered around the Caucasians. Everything was centered around turning the picture day, turning that color quality or the the brightness down way low so that they can have a complexion. Now, I could look like a little Burt Roach. And, you know, I always looked at that. I remember going through books and how they were reading a story, and the teacher really pointed out how this person in this time period to have dark black hair and to be really fair white skin was a thing of beauty. It was always either you're going to be a blonde beauty or you're going to be a dark-haired beauty, but it was never anything mentioned about my people. And I sat back there and I listened, and I've been lit, my coat lit on fire as a little girl and called a nigger and all these things. All these things. And I always wondered, wow, with Christianity, you know, if we were, I knew that we were people from the Atlantic slave trade, but I said, well, shoot, you mean we got to, I'm hearing these white folks out here in Louisiana talk, and their Christianity don't involve me. I would have to be their slave in the New Jerusalem. I always knew that part of it, you know, but I didn't realize who I was. So when I looked at myself today, and I'm looking and saying, dang, my skin is pretty. Because it is. And I'm not being boastful. I'm being truthful.
You know,
I always knew having colored skin was a beautiful
train.
Thing. Yeah, you know, I always knew that. But the
I think most of us
it.
Think our skin's beautiful. I think most, I pray that most of us think that our skin's beautiful. Because I've seen you, you know, and your skin is absolutely beautiful. But I pray. We think we're beautiful. You know, my family, they think their color is beautiful. And, you know, we're Hebrews. But, you know, it's funny because outsiders will laugh at my children and go, boy, your children really think that, you know, their color is beautiful. I have a daughter, she's black red, meaning she's a Hebrew, but she's got red. Not, you know, we're not talking about red that comes through the skin. We're talking about, you know, like Jacob. And they think they're beautiful. Their color's beautiful. They just think, you know, they think they're just, seriously, we just think we're beautiful people. We might be ugly as all get out, but you can't tell us that.
Well, my daughter's
in the background saying we don't think it. And I don't mean in a bad way.
Thing.
We just think we some bad people.
Hey, look, we got to think, rethink some stuff because I just want to say it, I throw it out there because it still goes with the world gets upset when you know how they had in the 70s, I'm black and I'm beautiful?
Yes.
Remember that? I'm black and
yes.
I'm beautiful. The Afro pics and all that stuff. Okay, the world gets upset when we talk about there is beauty in the color of the skin. But if the world didn't think that, then why was it so necessary? And I have a little blog where I misteachings in the Hebrew, where it goes into talking about how they took that word black out of the Bible, describing the Hebrews. Because, you see, if you could take the appearance away from the people and you can destroy Mizraim and throw a bunch of Canaanites in their Hyksos, and if you can lay open the book of the law, as the Maccabees tells you, and put your own heathen images in there, and if you can produce films by the Jewish serpents over and over and over that are films where Edom itself is every good thing in the book, even some of the bad ones, they still put them in there, but you don't see yourself anywhere, then you will believe the lie. But if you can go to Scripture, get a King James Bible if you don't have it, and figure out why is it that these newer Bibles remove that word black describing the skin. It meant something to our father. He put it in the word. Our people, that's how they looked. So why did they take it out? You got to wonder about these things. And why is it that when the person who was on there made the comment about black people? I never said none about just black people. I said the so-called black people are the Hebrews. You know, the so-called people of color. But all she heard was black people. They're the only ones get saved? No, that's not what I'm saying. And that's not what our father said. But they get mad so much for anything that is contrary to the lies they have been taught. Some of them have been lied to too, possibly. But the whole point is, I'm just reading Scripture.
Sister Georgia, they get mad about everything. They, you know, our men are the ones in jail. There's even scriptures that tell us to pray for those that are imprisoned. You know, they give our children the most, the Ritalin. You know, they're trying to, when you think about men and you think about homosexuality and you think about Ritalin, what is the common thing they're trying to stop? They're trying to stop us from coming forth, you know, the procreation. And so, you know, sometimes people need to look at it that way. They have to look at who are they all, you know, Sanger and abortion and on liquor stores, you know, near certain communities that are predominantly Hebrews, and, you know, the bad food, the worst food in certain neighborhoods, and, you know, who are they always after? I mean, sometimes to look in the Word is prominent. That's first and foremost. But just looking at everyday life of how our people are treated, I don't know if people know, but Ritalin affects a man's semen. So, you know, they're after us all the time. It does not take a rocket scientist to figure out we are a people sought after. And then the next question would be, why? Well, the scriptures lead you to why. You know, why are we so sought after to be hurt, to be destroyed, to be led astray? Remember Michael Jackson saying, we are the world, you know, we are the people, trying to bring us all together? No. So the word is setting us free. It's keeping us from that delusion of we are the world. No, we're not. We are not the world in the way that we all come together and we are one. We're all the children of the Father. No, 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 no. We're sought after all the time to be destroyed, even today. Don't read the word and think it was just yesterday. Even today, they seek after giving us the worst, destroying our people, destroying, you know, our children's minds in school, you know, going to the hospital and not knowing what they're shooting up in you. Yeah, they're still trying to destroy us today.
Very well said, sister, very well said. And the bad part is, why can't we speak on this without us being racist to the world? Well, because, go back to Scripture, Yahushua would say they would hate you just like they hated me for telling this truth. What, if people ever wonder what kind of truth, you know, the world teaches, okay, he said love your enemy as yourself. Do you think the way they teach us that today, somebody going to want to kill and hang Yahushua? No, but if he distinguished the people and told who these other people were, and he tell you he came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, if they would have taught the scripture correctly, just like today we're trying to do, yeah, I can see a reason why they'd want to hang him on a tree and torture him and kill him. I can see why they would want to do that. I can see why they would want to do that to our people today and keep us quiet, keep us shut down, keep us destroyed as a nation, whether by cutting off the nation through the seed or by keeping us in their school systems, their religious systems, who are stupid, dumbed down, ignorant, and don't know our Father's word. We know not who we worship, just like Paul said when he was going about looking at the Hebrews of that time. Still today, I will be able to go back, as well as any of you, go into these church systems and ask these people, our people, you know not who you worship. A God with no name, basically, because you say his name is God. That's a title. What is his name? They couldn't tell you. So a lot of people don't know how to put the two and two together, but here's something else for y'all. Now, remember, family, the title of our show is The Bible. Whose history book is it? We got to prove who the people is by saying that, hey, the Father's word said he wouldn't deal with any other people except his people, the apple of his eye, Old and New Testament both. I'm not even going to go to the Apocrypha, but there's more there. I'm just going to stick with Scripture right now. Hey, let's go over to Revelation 21. We're going to find out something. Now, this is the very end. This is prophecy for the very end. If you didn't get that Esau was the beginning of the world and he'd be in rule till Yahushua came, and Yahushua ain't been here yet. Not in the way they're speaking about for the end time. He ain't been here yet. But when he comes, and when those angels come, and when we see the glory and the might of our Father tearing down all this unholy, wicked world, we ain't seen none of that yet. But then it'll be Jacob's time. So if you ain't got that message, and you believe in a spiritual Israel, you believe in Islamic, Muslim faith, you believe in that you're, I don't know what you believe anymore. I'll be honest with you, because it's all in the book, I don't know why you don't get it. Go to Revelation 21. Everybody head over to Revelation 21, because we're going to see how is it that people can sit down in 2012 with nonsense of not knowing our own book, when it's clearly written that the Father ain't sending them to Jerusalem for all those nations that you read about in the Bible, but he is setting it up for his people, and we're going to prove that. He is setting up the new Jerusalem, the land of milk and honey. That's where we came out of in the garden. It was described as the land of milk and honey in the book of Enoch, which they took out. Go to when he talks about the promised land. It's described in the book of Numbers 13 as the land of milk and honey. You come right back to Revelation. It's still talked about as the land of milk and honey, the new Jerusalem. So we're going to find out about this land of milk and honey. Is this land of milk and honey going to be trodden down with Gentiles, which the Bible clearly says it isn't, but that's what's happening today? Or is this land of milk and honey, this new Jerusalem, set up in a specific way for a specific people? If it is, you tell me who this history book is for. Sister, let's go over to Revelation 21, please.
Okay.
And just begin reading it all. Yeah, read it all.
Okay. Verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from Yahuwah out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of Yahuwah is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And Yahuwah himself shall be with them and be their father. And Yahuwah shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write. For these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, or Aleph and Tau, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his father, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from Yahuwah, having the glory of Yahuwah, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
Okay, stop right there, sister. Let me think. This book is for Christianity. It's for spiritual Israel. This is for the Jewish people. Who did it say that New Jerusalem was for? And whose name is written thereon? Please tell me.
Well, it'd be us, and it's the Israelites. Okay, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Okay, that's us.
That's right.
That's us.
He is getting married to Jacob's lineage, and when I say Jacob's lineage, I'm talking about the 12 tribes of Israel, but also those who came before. That's why he descended into hell. And the Father offered up those who before Yahushua came had no hope. So they were given the promises as well. So they are part of the Hebrew Israelites.
Okay.
But it tells us right here in verse 12, and had a great and high, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates. Now this is the New Jerusalem. This is prophecy waiting to happen. We've just been talking about all the times in the Bible where the Father specifically tells you he has the people. I am your father, the father of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, which is Israel. And there are 12 sons, which are the 12 tribes of Jacob, whose name is changed to Israel. He tells you in verse 12 of Revelation 21, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon. What names? Oh, it says, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel, or the 12 sons of the children of Jacob. Don't talk about the children of the Edomites, the Hamitic lineage, none of these people. Look, go to Luke, go to Matthew, then go right back up to verify when they talk about the man being formed in the garden and his lineage. Okay? Those are the call lineage. Everything else out there is go to what made it there before as well as after the flood and figure it out for yourself. Father said they're like spittle to me. He wasn't dealing with them. But he doesn't say that you have to be totally wiped away. There were many people who were sojourning with Israel. As we're going to get into further lessons, family, we're going to go into the Canaanites, because that's important, and that's something that I don't hear nobody talking about. Not really. Not with total truth. We're going to go in there and show how the Canaanites dwelled among the Hebrews. By the time you get to the New Testament, they were known as the Pharisees and the scribes. That's why many of our people get confused, and they say, we kill Yahushua, not understanding the Canaanites. When we go to the book of Maccabees, the Canaanites were right there dealing with the enemy. They were turning against Israel. But when we get to New Testament and you hear about the bribing that was done by the Pharisees and the scribes, and you understand they were bribing the Hebrews. And the Hebrews knew not the Father anymore after the judges would die. What do you think were the lost sheep that of the house of Israel that Yahushua came back for? It's all the same people. All the same people. So when you get to understanding that our people, because of our disobedience, we were scattered on the four corners of the earth,
and we're under chastisement according to Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus 26, because we did not keep the laws, covenants, judgments, everything that was given to us by our father. We did not. We went into the ways of the heathen. Now we have the heathen telling us that we're all one, and this is their history book. No. No, 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 no. You've been lied to. This is our history book, even down to the end, which hasn't happened yet for the revelations of this New Jerusalem. The 12 gates only has the 12 tribes of Jacob's, his children on it. It doesn't have every other nation. The father tells you that he gave everything, the laws, the command, everything to his people. Whose book is this for? Who should be teaching this book? Now, that makes me a racist so well. If it makes me a racist to tell that truth, this book that the Gentiles call the Bible is the Hebrew Israelites' history book. It doesn't belong to anybody else. They stole our belongings. Go read about that in the Maccabees. Go read about it in the book of Obadiah. There's parts in the Bible clarified and future prophecies that has already happened. It's in Revelation 2. That stuff already happened. But what many people are waiting for is for the rapture, which is non-biblical. Many people are believing in a virgin birth. That's non-biblical. Many people are waiting for spiritual Israel or even the Jews to accept Jesus Christ. Come on, give me a break. When the perception that they have been given with the teachings and with the videos and the pictures that have been just overpowering them over centuries. Now we got people who don't even know it's their own history book. And they're Hebrew Israelites scattered all over the four corners of the earth in all the nations, calling themselves French, calling themselves Swedish, calling themselves Britons, Englishmen. No, you're Hebrews. Even in America, we're not African Americans. No, we're Hebrew Israelites. So whose history book is this, family? I think you know by now. This is the Hebrews' history book. Sister, any last comments?
As George said, this is the Hebrew history book. Faith cometh by hearing. Has she said it enough? If not, here I go again. This is the Hebrew history book. Brothers and sisters, we just want you to know the truth. You know I do, and I know Sister Georgia does. And, you know, I know I have brothers and sisters out there that also are, you know, teaching greatness. There. His word is, Father's word is greatness, and he is our Father. You know, he is our Father. And don't let anyone take that from you. Don't let them get in your ear and tell you you're not a Hebrew and, you know, you're in a cult and you're, don't let them get in your ear. Don't do that. You know, and there might be just one that needs to hear that I just said. You know, the others of you are strong and you're committed and you know who your father is, and you know that you're the lineage of Jacob, and you know, you have a kingdom that will come and rescue you, save you from your oppressor. So hold fast to the truth of Yahuwah's word, you know, without turning, and everything going to be all right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hoo-ah. Hey, family, you know, I know, like I said before, the biblical Hebrews of the Bible has coined the phrase, our Hebrew history book. But I want you guys all to, you know, proclaim it. This is our book. Don't be afraid of what the Father gave us. We have always been a nation in America. I can only speak for America. But after what has been done to our people, we have always been afraid to say things. Oh, we're going to hurt this. Listen, when the father was talking about offending your brother and your sister, you better know who your brother and sister is. We are to speak the truth. How are we going to wake up our people if we don't? I know that by me bringing out some of this information, I offend a lot of people from other nations. But you know what? If I don't go into all the truth whereby they can even witness it, and many of our people have experienced the hardships and trials right here in America. I know all over the world, but I'm just speaking of what I know. I know we have. I know we understand. We all got stories to tell. We all got live, factual stories that occurred in our lives that we can speak on. But it's like the time for being scared to speaking up the truth of the Father's word and proclaiming it. and letting the world know that this is our Hebrew history book that the Gentiles call the Bible. This is for us. It's for you. The Father wanted you to know the truth. The Father raised up people to teach, to tell you the truth. Now, we've been reading about how every time the Father raised up a judge, someone, elder, every time he did that, the children of Israel, a generation later, forgot the father when that judge or elder died. Now we have elders who will be raised up. Elder is nothing but a judge. It'll be a man or a female. It doesn't matter. I don't care what they tell you. Go look it up. Go look it up. But when the Father raises those people up to bring forth the truth, you should be thanking him. Because at one time we were all walking in darkness. We're blind. The blind were leading the blind. Many of us had on TBN preachers. I know I had on Pastor Arnold Murray. Well, he said, God loves all his children. He loved the black races too. That's his children too. But it still never brought us in because he was talking about Great Britain and all these European places. He was speaking of Edom. So regardless of how well he taught the scriptures, just to read them and give you understanding what Hebrew words meant and such and such, he was the only one speaking about the serpent seed. It still is all void when you can't come to the truth of who the people are. You can't give me prophecy. You can't really tell us who the Canaanites are. It's only when we love the truth of the Father's word, both as Hebrews and Gentiles. And the Father's going to be dealing with it. He ain't messing with nobody who don't want to hear the truth. Some eyes have been blinded. Some eyes have been put to slumber. But the Father's letting you know, and I'm going to get into that. I have not gotten into that yet, where we start talking about how he left that remnant. Many people don't understand that remnant. We're going to get into it for another, that's a whole other show, and I don't have enough time to get into it right now. But I try to bring out, I'm very redundant with certain things I play for you, like some of the songs. Because I think that you need to hear them. I also play them because I don't know when we're going to have somebody who doesn't know the truth come by and listen to our show. I want to make sure they get all the audio clips that I have, the good ones. And you know which one I'm going to play next to close up our show. But it's very important that if you are from another nation, if you are from our nation but a lost sheep out there believing a lie, that at least you take time enough to meditate on the Father's words yourself, look those words up and see if we have not been telling the truth to you on the biblical Hebrews of the Bible. If you feel that you are being fed here, I ask you to join our website. That site is reserved only for those who want to keep the word alive, those who want to do more research on their own, because I supply all of my own manuscripts, which are way better than Blackhawk, who want to charge you $750 for a manuscript. I supply my own, and they're way better, and they're free on our site. So if you feel like you've been fed, I do ask that you support you who is worth so we can keep coming to you, that I can keep on the web producing the notes. Sister Jennifer can keep, she's going to be teaching next Friday, family, for our next Shabbat class. The following Friday, she's teaching on the 13th. I tell you, if you got a friend, more family members, whatever, bring them over. It's going to be a good show at 10 p.m. next Friday, July the 13th, I believe. Then go back the following week, or go forward to the following week, and then we're going to have our dear brother, Brother Mike, with us. He's going to be teaching about the first Earth Age. That's going to be many shows, of course, but we're going to go into that information that should bring you back spiritual understanding why we're in the flesh. Okay, we're trying to give you information that's not going to be taught in these churches, and for what I know, I don't hear too many Hebrew sites out there talking about it, but they should. They should. Because we got still many of our people trying to figure out what day is the Sabbath, what day is the festivals, what day is the Passover, what day, you know, what about my tassels, what about my head wrap, where's my man over or any man over me to watch over me, and so I got to guard my tongue, all this nonsense, instead of teaching the truth of the Father's word. So if you feel like you're being fed here, y'all need to head on over to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible website and help support the word. I might be doing changes to the website because we're getting down to the nitty-gritty, especially on my end. And if you don't feel like we're feeding you and you don't feel like you're being fed meat instead of milk,
If you don't feel like that, you don't have to come over to the biblical Hebrews. I'm not being mean when I say that, but the father wasn't dealing with stiff necks. The father wasn't dealing with rebellious people. Why do I have to do it if the father has lifted me up to do just what I'm doing? Because all the information we provide on here, I couldn't have just thought this up. Father gave it to me. Everything Sister Jennifer speaks out of her mouth, the father gave it to her. All the healing she's providing, the father gave it to her. That's the gift that he gave to her. He was dealing with the men. He was dealing with the women. When we get down to Brother Mike, you heard Brother Dion talk, the father giving it to him. So if you don't think that we are led by the father, then don't even come to the biblical Hebrews of the Bible. Because the father wouldn't be dealing with you, and I'm not dealing with it. If you love the lies, you got part of the truth, but you ain't got it all. But you love what you got, and you think that's it. Some people love, hey, I'm a Hebrew. I know I'm a Hebrew. Well, no. That ain't going to get you nowhere. Because remember, all Israel is not of Israel. You better think on that. What are you? Do you really know the truth? Do you know the spiritual part of what Yahushua came to do? Do you understand when you go back to the Old Testament and New Testament too? And, you know, the children of Israel cried out to the Father. The Father was with them. Yahushua came to tell you to take off that old man, put on that new man. So he ain't telling you to peel your skin off. Telling you come back spiritually. Go back to, what is it? I can't think of what book it's in, but it tells you. The full armor of Yahuwah. Because our battle now is spiritual. Many of our people love the flesh. That's the only way Satan works through you is that flesh, which is why we have to go in the first earth age. You don't understand that fully. You don't understand the remnant. You don't understand a lot of these things, but we're going to bring that forward to you. But I do hearken to everyone who feels that they have learned the truth. I do ask you to go over, and I do mean we need donations, okay? I'm just going to be out with it. One day, you're going to wonder, where is the biblical Hebrews of the Bible? Where are the people who teach it? And we get this good information within our scriptures. Where are they at? They're gone because nobody.
I break the power of those words, because that's not going to happen, family, is it? That's not going to happen. So I believe in the power, and I know the power works. I break the power of those words because folks are going to give, okay? So I'm in agreement that with Sister Georgia, we touch and agree according to the word of the Most High that people will give and they will desire to see biblical Hebrews of the Bible continue. So I'm not even going to let the power of those words get out, because see, Satan likes words. He likes words. That's part of what I'll be teaching on next week. He likes words. Watch what you say. Okay, family? Watch what you do. Support biblical Hebrews of the Bible.
And she's right. She's right, because I've been really trying to watch what I say. And she caught me there. And thank you, sister. It's very important, family. But what I'm saying to you guys is you wonder where the famine is. The famine is already here. You know, it's already here. The problem is many of our people are not hearing the spiritual message. They're just finding out that they're Hebrews. That's why we say, just because you found out you're Hebrews, so what? If you don't get all the truth of the word, you still got famine. You still got famine.
Right. And if you present the word to people that are of another nation and you just say you're, you know, Hebrew without scriptures backing it up, they'll laugh at you. You know, because I've had some of them be, you know, just really humbly say it. I've had some of them just really shocked that we know the word, that we study the word, that we present the word. So, you know, when you're given great tools to work with, make sure you go out with them, because, you know, for us to just say Hebrews, they want to throw cults in your face. But when you start breaking the scriptures out, if it's 10 people and only 5 hear what you said, 3 heard what you said, that's 3 more than did hear. So, you know, take heed to what you're being taught.
Yeah, and like I said, we do provide those notes. I even provide some extra things on there whereby you can use them as tools to go out with those scriptures that are needed. Some of the many misteachings about the world, about the covering of the head for the woman, the appearance of Yahushua, is it mentioned in the scripture? About Yahuwah, is it mentioned? How about the people? I give you all that. I give you what they've done to it. All that stuff is located on our site. So, you know, I ask everybody to join if they truly want to help support the truth of the Father's Word being spoken on the Internet. Okay, family, we're about 12 minutes, and we're getting ready to close up here. But, you know, like I said, I do want to leave everybody, and I like to leave with, you know, some
some good music. And a lot of the music that I play is scriptural, by the way. I know some people listen to it and say, oh, they're being prejudiced again. No, that's scripture. You better read your Bible. But I want to, and I'm playing it again because of the fact that last time I played it, my switchboard was messed with and my volumes were all turned down. So I want to play it again. Okay, this is going to go into what our oppressors who now want to claim spiritual Israel, what they have done to our people. And I surely hope that our people out there who sit in these religious systems are listening, especially those who want to say that this history book or the Bible is for everybody. Okay, you got to know the truth. Hey, Sister Jennifer, thank you so much for reading for me and joining in with me today.
You are
my
welcome.
Co-host. I appreciate that. And family, hey, stay in the Father's Word. It's so important. And if I get that communication line opened up to the Father. And Sister Jennifer is going to be talking about the power, and that's really something we need to talk about a lot, okay? A lot, because she learned it in a way that I never learned it. And I'm reading it, and she's dead on. And the more I read and the more I learn, I'm saying, dang, that was more. Even, you know, there's always something for us to learn, family. So we're going to be bringing her on next Friday or next Shabbat show. Y'all bring some extra people. As a matter of fact, y'all need to go over and Twitter it and Facebook it. Promote the shows, okay? It's going to reach more people. So I'm going to leave you with this song the way it should have been, and it's actually a song at the very end, but I want you to hear this is what those people who claim that this is their history book. They can't make the claim. I don't care if it's 2012. Take a listen and let... Oh, how do you say this? Let the pot calling the kettle black speak, okay? Let the pot calling the kettle black speak. Okay, here we go, family. Shalom, Shabbat shalom, and stay blessed.
Shabbat shalom.
We know what we've done to you. And we know what over 500 years we've put in your head. And we know how to utilize that. And we know how to take advantage of that. And we know how to take advantage of that.
And we know how to take advantage of that.
Christianity has been misused for hundreds of years to keep your people in subjugation. And I'm speaking now a reality that the history books do not record, but history does. Christianity was used because if I said, okay, you don't believe the way I believe, and Christianity is the best way to believe, so I'm going to take you, and it's going to be for your own good, honey. I'm going to take you, and I'm going to tear away everything about you and just keep your hands and your feet because they can help me. But I'm going to do this for your own good because I'm going to give you a God. Christianity has been misused for hundreds of years to keep your people in subjugation. And I'm speaking now a reality that the history books do not record, but history does. Christianity was used because if I said, okay, you don't believe the way I believe, and Christianity is the best way to believe, so I'm going to take you, and it's going to be for your own good, honey. It's going to be for your own good. I'm going to take you, and I'm going to tear away everything about you and just keep your hands and your feet because they can help me. Getting off. But I'm going to do this for your own good because I'm going to give you a God. Now, what does that God look like? The reality of it is when he came here, he didn't look like me. So what am I going to do about that? I'm going to make him look like me. So now I'm going to give you a God. But I'm going to do that in a way that is going to further me. So I'm going to give you a God that looks like me, so that when you bow down to that God, you're bowing down to me. See, so that we've done that. We've given your people a God that looks like me so that you don't have any qualm about bowing down to me. See, because this is the image of God. I don't know of any sin that we've committed that's greater than that one. And we did it with the Bible in our hands when we were beating your ancestors for looking at us eye to eye. And we're quoting to them from this scripture. Even if we allowed them to have their own ministers, which there wasn't many of because we didn't allow them to read. But if we said, okay, you can have your church. This is my plantation. I'm going to do what I want with it. You can have your church. But then spies were sent. And those spies would stand outside the church, and that man would be beaten, perhaps killed, if he preached anything other than three sermons. And those three sermons were turn the other cheek, obey your master, and it's going to get better one of these days. God's going to take care of all of it. You're going to be in a happy, happy land. So put up with what you're putting up with now. We know what we've done to you. And we know what over 500 years we've put in your head. And we know how to utilize that. And we know how to take advantage of that. And we know how to take advantage of that.
And we know how to take advantage of that.
And we made your people preach that to your people. And it's still being done. It's still being done.
Fighting amongst our people.
Too much fighting. Yes, it is.
We gotta come together.
Come together.
We gotta stick together.
Stick together.
To be that nation that the Most High called us to be. Yeah.
Things are getting out of hand. So much going on. Man, I'm praying for the day that we all get along. Come together and worship the Most High. There's no need to hate each other, cause we disagree sometimes. We're a family.
We gotta come
together.
Israel,
we're one. And we're supposed to be coming together. Every family fights sometimes, but they always stick together. Yes, they do, that's what they do, yeah. I'm willing to forgive you, can you do the same? Oh. Cause I can't put this all on you, I'll take some of the blame. Like I said before,
we're a family.
A little more humble. We're trying to live right, so let's come together.
We're gonna come to
Israel.
Israel,
we're
one.
We are one. Yasha apart. Yeah.
Supposed to be united.
Israel,
we're one.
The ones we're only fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not talking about the rebellious ones.
Oh, no.
But the ones trying to do right.
Mm-hmm.
I heard them all the time when they're trying to live right. Oh,
oh, oh, yeah. Oh, you
heard. Cause the Bible says if you offend one of these little ones that believe in him, you'd be better off with a millstone. And drink.